This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran. Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shits.
Rockets.
Oh, Rockets the best.
That's right.
Give it to me.
Say my name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the LunaticRadio.com show.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're going to get through this together.
I'm just a caveman.
Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking did a show.
Hello?
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show that never was.
Show
that never will be.
Ooh, nice.
Anymore.
It's like a Led Zeppelin song.
On Monday nights.
Oh, I thought forever.
Forever.
Forever on Monday nights.
Not no more.
No, certainly won't.
No, it is the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody.
For the last time.
I'm getting a boner.
Really?
For the last time on Monday night.
Oh.
Every other night, 11 o'clock, rock.
Right.
I get a boner.
Really?
Yeah. Gotta take care of it.
Thanks.
I took care of it with Trina Michaels.
Oh! Hot dog!
Thank you.
What the hell was that?
An amusement park of Beaver and Boobage. By the way, it is the LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rock in the studio, everybody. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody, hit us up. You know the number. We love when you people call us.
We do!
And have your little funny to-dos.
For to-don'ts.
And to-das.
To-das.
And to-dings.
Come on, to-dos and to-don'ts. Come on, get with it.
Word them up, everybody. A lot to do on today's program.
Nope.
Good old buddy Rory Karff, comedian extraordinaire from North Carolina. Gonna be calling into the program. Haven't talked to Rory in a long time, so it'd be nice to talk to him.
In the radio world, ages.
We will be joined also on the show by Trina Michaels, porn star extraordinaire. Love the Trina.
Love the tits and vagina.
Oh God, it's so great.
Vagina and tits. I agree. They're fantastic together.
Just listen, people. Does it get any better? Well, I'll go all day with this.
Well, it would get better if you're actually with her.
That will be calling in at 10 o'clock.
Good gravy.
Unbelievable she is.
And you know what makes it even more better?
More gooder.
More gooder. She contacted us.
Yes, she likes
fantastic.
Us. She likes us. And her friend, Carmela Bing, seems to like us, too.
Bing!
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I love that.
Sounds the same, but don't do
it. Yeah.
All right, that's good enough. Yeah, so it is the LunaticRadio.com show. Just Kieran and Rock in the studio today. We're just chilling out. No more guest hosts. We're getting rid of them all.
We're getting rid of everything.
Everybody.
The show, guests, people.
Everybody's gone.
All right, everyone out. Leave. Everyone get out of the room.
Go. We're goodbye.
Bye.
Done.
We're just going to sit here by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Sign reads, you're not welcome anymore.
Ouch. On Monday nights.
On Monday nights. Sunday nights, all good. Sunday nights are all good. You guys probably wondering what we're hinting at. Well,
we're hinting?
Well, it's the last Monday night show for the LunaticRadio.com show.
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
We will no longer be on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
On TPX Radio or Cringe Humor Radio.
Or any other radio. There are other radio stations. So any radio station.
Any of the radio stations.
We're not on the internet anymore.
No.
On Monday nights.
On Monday nights.
At all.
At all.
Nowhere. Live.
Never live.
You could hear us on MP3.
Right.
On, but not at live.
Mm-hmm. We are moving the show to Sunday.
Panama.
Sunday. Sunday nights, everybody, at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
That's our new time slot. 7 p.m. Eastern Sunday nights. And we are so excited to move to Sunday.
We...
Yeah. Anybody?
Let the speculation begin. Why?
God damn it. Are you fucking with me?
No, we're not. It's really low, too.
Yeah, it really didn't have that oomph.
God damn it. Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm not.
No, we're not. Even at that low level.
Yes. Volume.
Yeah, so things are changing, and we're going to a different day, Sunday at 7 p.m., and you might be like, why? Just shut up. What does it matter? Just do it.
Well, we don't want to move. We love the Monday night, 9 p.m. to 9 to 12. It's a great time slot. I believe it's the best time slot in internet radio, if there is a good time slot for internet radio. Internet radio is just, in general, a bad thing.
Yeah, well, you could even expand it to just radio in general, any form of communication with people. Awful.
No, and it's not my job that's fucking it up. It just has to be done. It has to move. And there are some good things with moving the show. Personally, yes, for me.
For you.
Earlier and on a Sunday is better for me.
Sure. I can understand that.
You know, it's better for the podcasting listeners.
Yes. Because they're important to us.
You know, since we're doing a show earlier on a Sunday, you know, the show might more often than not be ready on Monday morning for them to download and listen to at work whenever they have to, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
They have a brand new show on Mondays for them to listen to. It's better for Rocket, right? In some way?
In some way. I guess the early hour. I mean, although I was cool, it never really had a problem with me the late night getting home. But I guess it kind of helps. I mean, I will admit that Sunday does kind of screw up. You know, let's say if we had any weekend plans. You know, you do more like family festivities and what have yous on Sunday. So I'm just worried about that complication. But when we get to that bridge, we shall cross it.
I was telling Rock before the show today that I can no longer go out and get bombed on a Friday night or Saturday night.
See, I don't understand.
Back to back.
I don't understand the Friday night.
Because I'm
going to
be completely hammered.
But you can do Friday night.
I'm going to be drowsy. You know me.
I know. You are a little weak link.
I'm little.
I don't understand that.
I pack a good punch when it comes to like masturbating. But
sex.
Alcohol does me in for at least 3 days.
So Emo's sending me some of the things that are flying around why the show's changing. Do you want to hear them?
Go ahead.
Room for after show. Don't want to be followed by another talk show. That's an interesting one.
Good one.
We don't want any competition. That's right. We suck so bad. We don't want to stay away from competition. More chance of being featured on StickCam. That's an interesting one, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. All right.
You got it.
Yeah.
Any more?
No, that was just some examples he gave. That was supposed to be. He's just giving examples of what. Big shout out to Ray Garcia.
I will tell you why we're moving the show to Sundays. Mondays have AIDS.
No.
The day of Monday has AIDS.
The AIDS? AIDS has become such an epidemic that it now infested actual days.
Never do anything on Mondays because Mondays you just have AIDS.
That sucks.
Yeah. Rock and I are really excited about moving to Sundays. We are excited.
How excited are we?
Not too excited.
No, I don't think it's going to be bad. You know, I was talking with Simon about this, and, you know, he put it in a positive spin, like that there might be a chance more people in the chat room will be around. You know, let me back up real quick. This does not in any way affect the download version of the show. So if you're listening to this on iTunes or MP3 download, and you're like, oh my God, what does this do to the show? Absolutely nothing. The only difference is the live interaction with the show is affected because we're now moving it to Sundays, 7 p.m. Eastern. We'll be saying that a bazillion times tonight. But if you're listening via iTunes, podcast, the internet, MP3s, what have yous, it doesn't affect you whatsoever. If anything, it might help you because you will get the show a little bit sooner. But
right.
That's about it.
On the radio side, live broadcast side, no good to do radio, live radio on Sundays. I don't care what medium you're in. You're on regular radio. You're on satellite radio. You're on the internet radio. It is bad to do radio on Sundays.
All right, Sunday, but come on, let's compare what we had and what we will have. Sundays at 7 p.m., or Monday starting at 9. To me, it sounds like Sunday at 7 is a little bit better. It's not so late. People can hang around a little bit longer. you know, they're relaxing. They're finishing out their weekend.
You were all night and day since yesterday.
What's that?
You're night and day since yesterday. Yesterday you were complaining all hell about it. You're like, I have 7 socks, fucking Sundays. What if I got to do this? I can't make it here. You know, we're not going to be like here on Sunday. Some of us won't be here. Sometimes I won't be here.
Well, that's true. That will be a factor. Uh-huh. That's what I was saying before. But I mean, I'm trying to play good cop.
Don't be fake, Rock. Come on. You're mad. I'm mad. I'm not happy with the Sunday move. But I can see it has some good parts to it.
I guess.
The radio aspect, no good. At least for the live broadcast.
But what happens if there's like 300 people in the chat room Sunday night? Then what? Then what will you say? Will you eat crow, as the kids would say?
No, I'm never going to go back on my words.
Oh. But
I still think it sucks.
Yeah. Really? Even if like the room is like...
I don't care if there's 1 million people in there and there's 80 million naked chicks with huge cans. I'm going to say I want my Monday night slap back. I wish I could have it back.
Really?
I don't like change.
And neither do I.
I'm kidding.
I don't like change.
Anyway, Rockin' and I were so excited about doing the Sunday night move, 7 p.m. Eastern, that we had to do promos for it, right?
Yeah, well, you got to start telling people, otherwise they'll be here in an empty chat room. And, well, I think there's going to be another show here, so.
And judging by the sound of our promos, you can see how excited we are. So here's the first one.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Rockin', and there's Kieran.
Hi.
We're on the lunaticradio.com show. If you feel like listening to us, you probably don't, though. But if you feel like it, check us out Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. What he said. All right, not too excited.
Perfect.
Rocket put on a good face right there.
Yeah, I try to do my little pro voice there.
Let's see
whatever
what
you want to call it.
These aren't even scripted. These are just, we turned on the microphones and actually gave our true feelings into these promos.
We never script anything. We just go.
We got the information out. That's pretty much it.
That's all that matters. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kieran and Rocket here on lunaticradio.com. Although I'm not Kieran. That's Kieran. I'm Rocket, but I still said his name first because it's his baby.
Whose baby? I didn't have no babies.
You baby daddy?
Dingo ate my baby. Not nobody.
Baby's kids?
The fuck you talking
about? Baby's kids?
I gave birth to a radio show. Exactly. That's exactly what it sounds like. I grabbed that out of the toilet and I was like, I'll make something out of this.
It'll look really good on Sundays.
Right, at 7 p.m.
LunaticRadio.com, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
Wow! So there you go.
Look at that! Look at that. That was pretty funny.
We got more of these.
Oh, we got tons! We just sat here. Just to get people to understand what the hell we did, Saturday afternoon, we just fucking sat here, turned on the mics, and we're like, alright, we gotta start doing promos and shit, and we just let the mics run.
Right. We actually sat down and we're like, okay, we got to do serious ones. We want to do like professional liners.
We had a plan, haha.
And this is the crap we came up
this
with.
This is what we do.
This is two radio guys not really wanting to do work, but doing work.
Remember that thing we did Monday nights? Yeah, that's over with. But we're trying it on Sundays. You won't show up, I know. But just make like you like us, please.
Make like a tree and just be there.
That's true.
That's right, because the tree's always there.
It is.
It never fucking moves.
But we are the Sunday nights.
All right. We're excited about this one.
LunaticRadio.com, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network. No,
why that music?
Why not?
I'm feeling somber about moving to Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern.
I laugh at this. I love this shit. This is why I'm always a fan first, because this shit is hilarious.
I got three more. Here we go.
Sweet. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Our show stinks.
It's lunaticradio.com. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
Oh, that shit is awesome.
That one was quick and to the point. Here we go, one more.
Hi, everybody. And by everybody, I mean Kieran.
Hi, Rock.
Check out Lunatic Radio.
Okay, sure will. And
you know. See you Sunday night.
All right, I'll see you Sunday night.
7 p.m. Eastern.
Cool.
It'll be Kieran, myself, and the internet.
Right.
What?
We'll have a three-way. It's Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Kieran, myself, and Google. We're gonna fuck
it up.
Right.
Fuck it up. Good. Fucking on the internet.
LunaticRadio.com, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
Yeah. What the flick on Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Hey, thank you to Eric Scott for making a bump for us, though. Eric Scott did his show on Sunday nights on TPX Radio, and he was gracious enough to make the move.
From what we understand, he was gracious.
Yeah.
We don't really know.
Could be cursing us out behind the scenes.
Yeah, we don't really know how that conversation went down, but if everything's cool, thank you, Eric, for working with us.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I'm sure he's not cursing us out.
No.
He might be a little bit.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay there.
And the final Sunday night promo. Here we go. Hey, everybody. It's Kieran Rocket from the show.
Hi!
You're listening to. Guess what? We're on at a different time. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Whatever. It sucks.
LunaticRadio.com, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
But there you go. Keep listening to the radio program. You'll hear those in every break.
Yeah. Well, that's what we got to do. We got to, because this is like instant, because it's next week. So we got to really get the word out as soon as possible. So no more of you Monday people. We're switching sides. The new hour side is Sunday.
Right. Hey, crazy clown. Welcome back to the program.
Hey.
My friend. And to answer your question, no.
Oh, he's asking questions?
Yeah.
And to answer Tony's question, yes, we do.
All right. So we got a lot to do. We got Trina Michaels coming on the program. We're going to talk about Owen Wilson.
Your boy.
Coming on the program. And a lot of stuff to do. Thank you to Eric Scott for making a bump for us, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jenny Blowjob might be calling in later.
Okay.
Maybe, right?
That's fine.
She might have some, well, I don't know if she can break it or not. She's the one that knows. But
she'll let us know.
Some good things are in the works for the Cali trip. Things are looking good.
That's what we could hope for.
Things are looking
good.
Fantastic for the live broadcast in California. That is September 29th at 12 noon Pacific time. We'll be broadcasting from the Portable Media Expo from the TPX Radio booth and NU broadcast booth.
Yeah, by the way, and you know, thank you also to Ray for helping us with this, but I spoke to Ray during the week. Looks like you broadcast got some hookups with some equipment. Looks like we'll be sitting behind some fine microphones and whatnot. He worked out a deal with some you broadcast worked out a deal with some company. It's gonna be pretty sweet, man. I'm pretty excited for this. We're gonna have to actually show up.
Oh, by the way, we're gonna do a Dr. Rocket segment, everybody. Dr. Rocket segment is coming back to the LunaticRadio.com show tonight.
Tonight on the last show ever.
So if you're listening in the chat room and would like to call in and ask a question of Dr. Rocket, it can be about anything. It can be about relationships, drug abuse, sports. Politics, anything that comes to mind. You need advice on something. You need info on something. You call into the radio program and Dr. Rocket will solve your problem. He'll solve your question. He'll have an answer for you. I'm called his assistant, Kieran.
That's right.
I'm his assistant. So, you know, once in a while I'll chime in with something. That is the Dr. Rocket segment. We're going to be doing that probably,
Third hour.
Probably 11 o'clock time.
Why not?
11 o'clock Eastern if you're listening live in the program. Yeah, we'll give out the number and stuff around then for you to call in. Dr. Rocket segment, always fun to do on the LunaticRadio.com show. And
if you're listening like on the MP3, you know, you can email us and we'll gather some up. We can make it another segment. So if you got Dr. Rocket questions, the show at LunaticRadio.com. Send them our way. You know, we'll make a little segment out of them. Don't be shy.
No, my alter ego, Kylie, will not be broadcasting on Sunday nights either.
No, he won't. Actually, we had to move over because Ronnie Beans has got a show on Monday nights.
All right. Show what? Show up at White Castle?
Ouch.
I like Ron. Sort of. No, I do. Yeah, by the way, Tony B. from Trenton. We're going to call him Trenton from now on.
I liked Emo, though.
I like Trenton.
Trenton Emo?
I'm going to call him Trenton. People can try to figure it out themselves. Yeah. He wants me to plug the lunaticradio.com public MySpace page. So it is the LR public MySpace page. This is a page that anybody can use. Anybody can use. People have been complaining that I haven't plugged it at all. Here is the login information for the Lunatic Radio public MySpace page.
Listen.
The email address is bernardscock@yahoo.com, and the password is eatshit1. That's eat shit in number one.
Right.
Eat shit number one.
Right. So go on there, have fun. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Well, don't be dumb.
Doesn't really matter. All right. And the message board. Come join the message board. It's on log on to lunaticradio.com. Message board. There's a link right there. Come join the message board and talk all the shit. Watch some porno and all that good stuff. All right. So Rory Karp's going to join us on the program. Trina Michaels going to call in. We love Trina Michaels. She has so much porno.
It's great.
She's done some great films, people.
She's pro. And the best part was, when Karen said that to me before, I'm like, wow, she been around? No.
2004. And I looked her up on IMDb, people. There were 200 and some odd number listings for her
That's
movies.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Like, Feed Me Black Cock, 2006.
Doesn't, like, I don't know. I don't know how, like, vaginas rebound so much that they could just do that much fucking. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Because it's not like normal casual sex, you know, where it's slow and you take your time. Mm-hmm. And this is fucking getting rammed. You know, how? I don't understand.
By the way, she was in a film called Bring Your A Game 3.
That's my kind of movie.
Yeah. So many films she's done.
And she was in Pirates.
I love the black dick. She's done a lot of black things. A lot of films with black in the title.
The black.
Teens in Toyland, Triple Header 2, Vicious Girls Gone Anal, Whorgasm, Whack Whack.
Whorgasm.
Dane Cook in that one.
Ouch!
She was in the movie Pirates.
Yes.
Remember Pirates? Remember we had Jesse Jane on way back in the day?
Yeah, gave us the DVDs.
And the people at Wicked sent us three copies of the movie Pirates.
Yeah.
This movie Pirates was like, I don't know how, they spent a couple million on it.
Yeah, definitely.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Had 3D animation, a script.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scripts, production value, all sorts of it. They had special effects.
It was incredible. It was incredible. For a porno, incredible.
CGI.
Ooh, look at you with the term. What does that stand for, Kieran?
What?
CGI.
It's something computer stuff.
Good job.
S Fanatic, she's been in Anal Expedition, Anal Cherry Busters, Two in the Can, Anal Angels 2, Anal Biker Bitches, Anal Retentive 6, Anal Twins, Anal Feast, S Jumpers, and Astronomical.
Come on, Eileen.
Back to Black, Banging It Out too. Big Tit Anal Whores, Big Tit Tight Slits, Big Titty White Girls. I love just reading these titles. Cream Filled, Cum Catchers 3, Cum Rain, Cum Shine 2.
I love them. God bless porno chicks.
Here's one, play on words, Come to Drink of It.
Oh, that's adorable.
Fill me in, full service.
You gotta love porno chicks. They're just nice ladies.
Make me gape.
Remember, they're not whores if they have a 401k plan.
I would love to have a grudge fuck at this point.
Grudge fuck?
Hooker chick, yes. Mm-hmm. I like cum too, in the white booty, internally yours. My hot wife is fucking Blackzilla. What is that about?
Damn, can I be Whitezilla?
Juggernauts 2.
My boys!
Juggies 2.
Juggies.
Madam Curtis. Manhammer 3. Muff 1.
Muff 2 is better.
I like Muff 3.
Bet you did.
The Passion of the Ass.
Oh, come on!
Pole Position.
Whoa, Pole Position, the game?
Mm-hmm. Pussy Party. Seeds of Seymour. She must have banged Seymour butts somewhere along the line. Tease Me, Then Please Me 2, Tight Wet Panties, Tits Ahoy, Twat Squad, Two Chicks and a Cock, White Chicks Getting Blackballed.
Oh, six. Now you're just saying what it is.
Hold on. White Chicks Getting Blackballed, 6.
It took five other times to get it right.
X-Vision 1. These are just some of the titles. Some of them were funnier, and she's done a ton of work, and we just love the chicks that have done a ton of work, especially when it comes to porno. So let's take a break and come back.
Jack for a little bit.
More lunaticradio.com show right after this.
Remember that thing we did Monday nights? Yeah, that's over with. But we're trying it on Sundays. You won't show up, I know. But just make like you like us, please.
Make like a tree and just be there.
That's true.
That's right, because the tree's always there.
It is.
It never fucking moves.
But we are to Sunday nights.
All right. We're excited about this one.
LunaticRadio.com, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
This is what I want you to do.
What's that?
I want you to just make moaning sounds.
Make what?
Moaning sounds, like you're having an orgasm.
You want me to make sounds like I'm having an orgasm?
Right.
Play with your pussy right now.
Right now?
Absolutely. Very loudly so everybody in the convention can hear you.
Hey, you're at a porn convention.
Hey, Brett, don't be embarrassed about what I'm going to do now.
Nah, he won't be embarrassed.
He won't be embarrassed. You're a professional.
Yeah, he is. He's standing back.
You're a professional.
Go ahead, really loudly.
That was good. That was great.
She's sitting there moaning at the convention. We just hung up on her.
She's still moaning.
Nice. All right, now we can do a break and come back. Do the drunk calls right after this, everybody. On InstagramRadio.com show.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
I get scared when there's a word coming up that's three syllables. I'm like, oh, fuck, how am I going to dance around that one?
Here McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Ramirez, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com, where we discuss things like Mark Anthony Ramirez fucking a cripple. Yeah, baby.
Hey, everybody, it's the CEO here. So, you looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
What up, everybody?
I can tell you're in trouble, but I'm still upset.
New Kid Rock.
Because you know you're so
high. LunaticRadio.com show back from break.
Sort of.
Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Digging the New Kid Rock, I think. All right, here's the best part. I like that line. I don't know what it means, but it's good. Drudge fuck. Word of the day. Phrase of the day.
Phrase
that pays.
Woo-hoo.
What up, Eric? Kieran Rock in studio. Joining us on the phone right now is our man, our friend, our buddy. His name is Rory Karff. He's a comedian from Charlotte, North Carolina. Rory, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Hey, man. Welcome back to the radio program.
It's good to be back. How you been?
Good. How have, tell the people, what have you been up to? You been doing gigs or what?
It's been a summer of masturbation, you know?
Oh, that's good.
The summer of 07 is going to be, I'm going to remember it as time where I explored masturbating just a little more.
I take it that the marriage is not doing too well.
Come on.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of problems lately.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Lay it on us, Rory.
Listen, I'm sorry, Rory. She just wanted to go out one night. So, like, okay. You know, things happen.
Give it to us, Rory. What happened?
She needed the rocket.
Well, LOL.
Where do I begin?
Page one, chapter one.
I was talking to Rocket on the phone last night, and he was asked, we're talking women, and I told him about a quote that my dad told me, and he said, "Son, look, all women are cunts. It's just what degree of cunt are they?"
So, very good.
Sums it up.
Very good.
I wish I would have put that in my marriage vows.
Oh, jeez. Crack his... That's so bad.
Every girl has...
I love you. You are not that much of a cunt right now, but in 5 years, you will probably be a much, much bigger cunt.
So you're saying that your wife has the potential to be a super cunt?
Well, she doesn't listen to the show, and I don't believe any of her coworkers do, so, yes.
Oh, no!
Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, like, today, for instance, you know, I went to Walmart to buy our son, Cooper, a kitchen, which it has to be the gayest freaking thing ever, a little
Seriously.
Toy kitchen.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I built the kitchen for him. Then we all went out for family dinner, you know, and I splurged, and we went and got fucking pizza. And then come home, mom's like, "Oh, I got a knot in my neck," so I'm rubbing her neck and everything. All this hopefully leading to me, you know, getting my 45 seconds of pleasure that I like to get once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Oh, so tired, just gonna go to bed." And I'm like, "We're really not gonna have sex, are we?" She's like, and then she's like shocked by the prophet. "Oh, you wanted to have sex? Like, this is like..." Like, this came out of left field. I'm like, "I always want to have sex. Anytime, any part of the day. Like, you can wake me up at 3:30 in the morning. I'm game. Let's go."
Right.
So why are you acting surprised at this? Why are you acting shocked? And she's like, "Oh, I'm just so tired."
Oh.
One of my buddies told me a great line one time. He said, men don't have girls as friends. They just have friends they haven't fucked yet.
Whoa. Wow.
I could never be friends with girls that weren't either 100% lesbians. I mean that, like, you know, like I had bigger boobs or something. You know, they just were like manly women,
mm-hmm.
or really obese women that I just would never ever want to bone, no matter how weight
sure.
I got. Those were my safe bets. You know, I could hang with them.
So it wasn't a wise words of wisdom from Kieran McCann. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Deitch. Rory, so the summer wasn't a good one for you?
Sex-wise, right? It's quiet?
No, in all seriousness, actually, we separated for a little while.
Are you laughing at that, dude?
I'm always waiting for the joke from Rory.
There is no jokes from Rory.
I know. I wish there was one.
Rory doesn't do jokes.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'll open up to you guys.
Go ahead. Open up, because...
It's been a rough summer, you know?
Damn.
So that's why I haven't been on the show lately. I've just been, you know, sobbing myself to sleep.
I can never tell. Rory, I watched your stand-up on the internet, and you're very sarcastic in your stand-up. You're very sarcastic when we speak personally, like on the phone. So I can never tell if Rory's being serious or not. Did you really separate from your wife?
Yes.
Damn.
I don't know how to be more serious.
Shit.
I'm not being funny.
I still
right
don't
now,
believe
right?
you.
Damn, Kieran, you had a window of opportunity to get in there.
No.
Fucked it up.
I'm not telling you, like, I had gay sex or something, Kieran. This isn't that shocking.
Yeah, right.
God.
Good point. He's got a point there. Wow. Oh, that's a shame. So, but are things working out now?
Things are working out.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. It was a rough stretch, though, for a few months.
Mm-hmm. Are we at fault? Are we at fault? Did we, like, open up doors that shouldn't have been opened in the relationship?
I got a good inside joke.
Believe it or not, you guys don't have that much of an impact on
Rory, Rory, let me know. Answer me this. Did she hammer you on MySpace?
Yeah, actually, I called her up and left her a couple of voicemails, and she played those on her MySpace page. I just found... That was a little... Oh, no. Rocket got that inside of you.
Sorry.
No, actually, I realized there was a problem. I swear to God, when I wasn't on her MySpace page anymore, it was like I didn't exist.
Really?
It was like, yeah, there's no pictures of me, and, you know, I used to be listed as her hero, and then suddenly her hero's God.
You're honestly telling us, Rory, that you logged on to your wife's MySpace page one day and noticed that all references to Rory were gone. And you were like, oh, crap, I think I have problem with my wife.
It was like the Bruce Willis moment in The Sixth Sense, you know? It's like when he realizes he was dead. Like, everything came rushing back the last couple of months, you know, like every instance. Like, running, I'm like, oh, my God. Things are not going too good in my marriage. Have I gone wrong? For starters, maybe it was writing an entire act about my wife. An entire stand-up routine about how she sucks as a wife might have been a bad first step.
Yeah, that could throw things off. I could understand why that might be a problem.
So Rory came on the program tonight, everybody, to let everybody know that his movie, Dale the movie, right?
Nice transition, by the way.
I want to talk about it. This is a big, big thing for your...
One disaster to another, sort of.
No, this is a good thing.
No, not... I didn't mean the movie, but the purpose of the movie is based on it. Never mind. Go.
Go ahead, Rory.
You want me to segue from getting divorced to working on a stupid NASCAR movie? Sure.
Come on, you're a professional.
Let's see.
So go from low light to high light. Come on, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can get some good beaver off of having a TV show.
That's right, you know?
Yes.
Six-digger guy.
Well, actually, the beaver usually goes to the drivers to get paid. I might get some of the toothless NASCAR fans. So you get me a gummy, maybe.
Those are, don't knock them until you try them, yeah.
Dale is, it's a movie about Dale Earnhardt, and it's a documentary, directed it about a year ago, and this is what I do during the day, and I'm not just blazing trails on the comedy circuit.
Right.
Or doing
cannons.
Meeting with lawyers in North Carolina about the state of my marriage. Mm-hmm. I am working on this, and it's on CMT this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's September 4th, 5th, and 6th. CMT's Country Music Television, 8 p.m. Rocket saw the movie. Did you ever see the movie, Cam?
No, I tried to hook up my DVD player to my TV, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, electronic security.
So, actually, Rory, tomorrow is going to be the day that I watch Dale the movie on CMT, everybody, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. It also airs Wednesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, three nights in a row. Dale the movie, Rory Karf, our buddy, our comedian extraordinaire, has put together a fine film, and I plan on watching it.
Yes. And
you need to watch the DVD that I mailed you, motherfucker.
I told you. I just couldn't hook up my DVD player. I couldn't figure it out. I'm a moron when it comes to that stuff.
He is. He really is.
Yeah, you're able to watch hundreds and hundreds of DVDs of porn.
No, I don't. Rory, he does. You're wrong on that. I watch it off the internet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, hey, dude, I saw you're back on MySpace.
Yes.
I thought you said you're never going on MySpace again.
Oh, well, I'm a hypocrite. I
He needs that love.
Sometimes you make statements and then you fall back on them and you just say, fuck it, I'll go back on.
Posting the surveys.
I did one yesterday. It was very nice. It was refreshing.
The kind of kisses you like and all that shit. Your favorite types of dogs.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna delete your page again.
I will. You will. Once you start sending me messages, Rory, it's over. I'm deleting it. Never send me a message.
I often wish I was gay.
Life
would be easier if I was a masculine gay guy, and I could be with another masculine gay guy. Like I could be like a mag, We call ourselves a couple of mags. Wow. Guys.
There's a term I never knew.
Yeah, well, it's a new term. But I'm just, think of all this, like, stress with sex going on tonight. With my mag boyfriend, I'd be like, yo, dude, you want to split a case of Natty Ice? And he'd be like, yeah. And then you want to bone each other in the butthole? And I'd be like, yes. Problem solved, dude. That's my Monday night.
I guess now's not a good time, Kieran, to tell Roy that you've been sending Lauren MySpace messages.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We just need to reconnect.
You're the guy.
We just need to reconnect.
You're the four-eyed for later.
Roy, didn't you notice the timing? All of a sudden, Kieran comes back. Then all of a sudden, Lauren's kind of having difficulties with you. Come on, man. Put the pieces together.
Oh, my gosh. She's leaving me for 4 inches of firepower.
Ouch!
Like.
Ow! That's a burn, my friend!
What I mean?
She's calling you small dick.
That's a compliment. I'm working with two. 4 inches. Thank you, sir.
We're working things out, so everything will be okay. But, married couples go through shit. So if there's anybody that's in a relationship or married and, you know, you're thinking about just murdering your spouse, well, obviously,
wow.
Just remember you're the one that's going to suffer because they'll be dead and you'll be in jail. So that's what I tell myself.
Yeah.
So, Dale, the movie on CMT.
CMT, everybody. That is the country music, that's country
what?
Music television, right?
Yes.
That's what it stands for. September 4th.
Yep.
At 8 p.m., September 5th at 8 p.m., and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Dale the Movie will be airing on CMT. Please check it out.
Yes. If I could just add, I've seen the film, and it is excellent, has a great flow. Roy did an excellent job. In my pseudo-professional opinion, he did a fantastic job with the movie. Even if you're not a big fan of, I'm not a fan of NASCAR, really, but from just a movie, just for a movie's sake, it's excellent watch. It's got great flow, great movement, you know, the whole nine yards. Definitely go watch it. Definitely check it out if you had the time.
It's got Paul Newman. He narrates it.
Yep.
And you're in it for a little while there, Rory, right?
What's that?
You're in it a little bit, right?
There's one shot of me at the very end. You actually do see my son. I did a Hitchcockian where I put myself in the movie. But you do see Coop. And you see me, and you see some skank whore next to the two of us.
Rory, when's the next time you're coming up to New York?
Next time I'll be coming to New York, I don't know, dude. Hopefully soon.
All right. Well, when you come up, you got to come do the show with us.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
We've had Josh Gogan on lately. Because he moved up to the Northeast, and we'd like to have you down. So it'd be cool.
Josh moved.
Yeah, Josh moved up to Pennsylvania, I believe.
Really? You know why he moved, right?
No.
For us?
A joke thief.
He's a joke thief.
He is.
No, he's not.
That's what he's known as in North Carolina. Hey.
Are you serious? See, I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
I am being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Now it's just really getting bad. It's like, oh, no.
I just wanted to spread a rumor, get him all angry. Mm-hmm. He's so big into his writing and everything, and being original. That's like the worst thing you can call another comic.
Yeah. I talked to Josh yesterday. He said he's doing open micers in Manhattan, and he's not having fun with it. He's not having fun.
Such a shame.
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Because he's been doing it for 6 years, and he's doing it with, like, you know, he's going to these open micers, and they're just pretty much dudes off the street, not even, like, trying to do jokes, and things are just going horrible. It just sucks to have to, you know, go from playing clubs and having booked gigs in North Carolina to, you know, working a deli in Manhattan.
Word. Speaking of clubs, I'll be at a club this Saturday night.
Ooh.
In Charlotte. And you can get info at myspace.com/Charlotte Comedy and myspace.com/DistinctiveLaughs. Distinctive Laughs.
All right. And Rory's MySpace page is myspace.com/RoryVision.
Yes.
Did I creep you guys out talking about my married life?
No, that's awesome. That's great radio stuff.
I actually still think you're being sarcastic.
I don't.
You still think I'm being sarcastic?
Yeah, do it like say it in a different tone.
All right. Let's see the way that you'll know it's true. Okay. I swear on my son that Ryan and I have been having major problem.
I am sending her a message right now, MySpace. Mm-hmm. Forget this. Get her on. Get her on. Logging in.
All right. Now I know she's available. Well, Rory, I hope it works out for you, man, because you guys were...
Yeah, it'll work out, and you know, people go through things.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to... Hey, you know... Rocket, aren't you in a relationship, Rocket?
Relationships suck, Rory. Relationships just completely suck dick.
Mm-hmm.
You're not married, though, right?
Fuck no!
Smart man.
That's right.
Smart man. You know, in North Carolina, you split everything 50-50. A no-fault divorce state. No fault.
It's like car insurance. Just like
you
no
could
fault.
Be having like 20 dudes over your house having gangbangs, and you're still going to split shit 50-50. So... Man, she's gonna get $14,000, Karen.
It's big money,
of
kid.
Credit card
down
debt.
There, that's gigantic.
Of credit card debt, he said.
It's like
you just stepped. Oh, fuck you! You can get more of
I
that
did it
Saturday night.
I did it.
This Saturday night in Charlotte.
All right.
Me just pairing it up.
Word up. CMT tomorrow night, everybody. Dale the movie.
Yeah, check it out. When's the last time you got laid, Karen? I want to drag this out a little more.
When's the last time I got laid?
Yeah.
You want me to be honest?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Last week.
Ba-ding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's winning.
I won, Rory.
I thought, is she your girlfriend or is she just a random girl?
I will not comment.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, we're getting too. Hey, right, getting cool.
Her name's not. What's her first name doesn't begin with an L, does it?
No, an S. It's.
She doesn't have big breasts, has she?
No. Will not comment. I just will not comment at all. Either way. Rory, I went down that road plenty of times. I'm not doing that
Let's
anymore.
Let's not do this again.
Gotcha. This interview's dinosaur death.
All right.
So, but, you know, if any chicks want to send me some naked pictures of themselves, hit me up on MySpace. If you want to go to some comedy shows, and also check out the movie Dale.
Pretty good. Oh, all right. Thank you, Rory.
And if anybody hears this, please don't tell my wife I said it.
Yeah, right. Let's just keep it amongst the friends. Don't start telling people. Just keep it here.
Things are just starting to get better. This could be the momentous event that totally cripples any chance of working things out. So, you know, so, talk to Lauren, email. Just ignore it. Pretend like you never heard it.
So let's hope millions of people watch Dale tomorrow, and, you know, you could live off that and, you know, move to, like, Kauai or something and start a new life.
Word. All right.
All right, buddy.
Good talking to you guys.
Good talk,
Same
kid.
Same here, Rory.
Chin up.
I will. I'll come see you guys, man, when I'm in New York, especially now that you're on Sunday nights.
Word up.
That's a good thing, Sunday night.
Oh, he likes it. Oh, well, you think it's a good thing? We're trying to get a feel, you know, are we gaining or losing?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's you guys, it's not like there's much competition. It's not like there's football on or anything on Sunday night, so I think you guys are going to be okay.
I like it.
It's not like there's any good games on anyone wants to be watching it or anything on HBO, so I'll be listening. So.
Cool, man.
Good stuff.
Appreciate it.
All right, Rory Karf, MySpace.com/RoryVision. Be sure to watch CMT tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, for Dale, movie Rory put together. It's about Dale Earnhardt. And it
DaleTheMovie.com.
DaleTheMovie.com. You can watch the trailer. It also airs on CMT Wednesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. as well. Rory Karf, thank you, sir, for coming on the radio program.
All right, I love you guys.
All right, man, Rory. Take
love
care of yourself.
Too.
Say hello to Lauren whenever you see her again.
All right, I'll talk to her at the lawyers next week.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
All right, see you.
There's Rory Karf, everybody. Wow. Shocking news from Rory Karf.
I am shocked at that information we got. Damn, you had your window there, man.
They were a good couple, man.
She was great for the show.
Damn, man. I hope they work it out, them kids.
We hope.
You know what else they had to do, Rory? Rocket.
Don't ever do that
all
again.
They have to do is have the communication.
Communicate
solves everything.
Yeah, but if you don't have that, you got nothing, my friend.
Not this third level form of communication like the phone calls, text messages, and MySpace things.
MySpace shouldn't even be considered.
Right, but it is nowadays
it's
with
sad.
These people.
That's how sad things are.
Face-to-face communication, Rory and Lauren Karf. That's my...
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. That's what I'm telling you. That's my thing.
That's
my
your,
word of advice.
There's your relationship advice.
Face-to-face communication.
I like it.
There you go.
But definitely, folks, check out Dale the Movie. Again, you know, I saw it, and it's definitely well done. Rory did an excellent job with that.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, he actually edited and produced that film.
That is CMT. The next three nights, September 4th, 5th, and 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern on CMT. Check your cable guide, whatever channel that is in your area. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Rocket, and there's Kieran.
Hi.
And we're on the LunaticRadio.com show. If you feel like listening to us, you probably don't, though. But if you feel like it, check us out Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
What he said.
Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
Lunatic Radio and Vital Podcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
Hey, this is B-Dub from theskew.com, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com. The first time I knew you
lied. I ended up to survive. Yeah. Oh! Love the Seven Dust, everybody.
I guess we're pulling it around.
Word them up. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. It's lunaticradio.com show. Here in Rockin' Studio. It's a Monday night. Beautiful outside. Labor Day weekend. End of summer. Well, the unofficial end of summer. Sure, Puff Daddy had his nice little white party out there in the Hamptons.
I was there.
I noticed over the weekend.
I repped LR. What up? What up? He kicked out Billy Joel's wife. Did you know?
He kicked out Billy Joel's wife.
Well, he asked her to change, and she did it, so she just left because she wore a cream color, not a true white colored outfit.
Yeah, Puff Daddy's
but
so...
they offered, but they had shit. But she was like, "Go fuck yourself," and she left.
She said, "Puff Daddy, how about go fuck yourself?" By the way, how about go fuck yourself? T-shirts are coming to the lunaticradio.com so soon. Who is this on the radio line?
Trina Michaels.
Hi, Trina. Whoa. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Welcome to the lunaticradio.com show.
Thank you for having me.
I love the Trina Michaels.
Oh, we like her.
I've been telling the people, in the first segment of the radio program. By the way, let me introduce myself. My name's Kieran. That is Rocket.
Good evening, Trina.
Nice to meet you. Good evening.
I was telling the people in the first segment about how much we like you. And a buddy of mine once told me a great analogy for some girls. He says, some girls are like amusement parks. They have all the rides, meaning boobs and ass and looks. You are one of those girls, Trina.
Why, thank you. I've never heard it put that way, but that's a very cool analogy.
Yeah. We dig the Trina Michaels, right, Rock?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Hot.
Thank you, guys. I think I'm blushing now.
Ooh, we made a porn star blush, Kieran.
Cool, that's the first step to having sex, Rock.
Yeah, I'm jerking off right now. Does that make you blush?
No, God, that's psycho, dude.
Oh, my bad.
Can't say sorry. That. Trina, you've been in the business since 2004, am I correct?
2004, yes.
Wow.
And you've done how many movies?
Oh, you know what? I gave up counting about 250, so. And that was a while ago.
You've been, you're actually nominated this year for some AVN awards, best anal sex scene and best group sex scene. Is that correct? Do you know?
I think those were the 2007 awards that happened this past January. The 2008 nominees come out in November.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know yet if I'm up for anything, but yeah, this past January I was up for those awards and I didn't win, but that's okay. I can still appreciate the fact that I got nominated out of all the girls that could have been on that list.
Hell yeah.
Is the job, the adult job, is it just a job for you or are you like some sort of sex kitten?
Ooh.
a little bit of both.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was a little bit of a freak before I got into the industry, so this was kind of like, oh, you want to pay me for what I do at home? Cool. <'Cause> I did. I actually did a DP in my personal life when I was like 18. So.
That's a double penetration, kids.
Yes. So this was nothing new to me, so it was kind of cool when I got... I never, you know, in a million years would have thought I'd be doing this, but I got the opportunity to meet an agent, and I decided, what the hell, why not? Let's give it a try. And now I love it. It's great. I love what I do. It's fun. I have a blast.
Yeah, how could you not love fucking? I mean, like, really?
Exactly.
I mean, it's like...
Exactly.
I wish I could do that with work. You know, just wake up like, oh, I'm going to have to fuck some chick. Great.
I know, what a hard job it is.
Yeah, really.
You know, I've been looking at your filmography.
Resume. Oh, yes, filmography. I like that.
Yeah. I've noticed that you've done a lot of anal.
Ooh.
Movies.
Yes, I have.
And a lot of movies that have the title black in it.
Oh!
Now, is that some sort of...
she likes the brothers?
Yeah, some liking you like, you know, something you like. You like the black guys, you like the anal.
You know what? In my personal life, I'm not particularly into them. There are a few that I find attractive, but it's not really what I usually go for in my personal life. But you know what? On camera... I don't really care about what color it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, you know, it's still a... Wait, I'm sorry. How sensitive do I have to be?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. No, you can curse. You can say whatever you want.
You can say cunt.
Well, then I'll put it this way. I don't care what color it is. It's a dick. Fuck me. You know?
I like it.
that is so great.
So have you had Lex Steele before?
I have a couple times, yeah. That
mega dick.
Honestly,
giganto cock.
Let's say.
That guy's dick is like a zip code. It's unbelievable. Fucking thing is huge.
It just keeps going.
The MySpace page is myspace.com/TrinaMichaelsXXX, and the website is TrinaMichaelsXXX.com, everybody. So if you want to check out Trina Michaels, go check her out. She's very hot, and we like her very much.
Thank you.
Ever bang any celebrities? You're a hot girl. You're in L.A. You're in, you know, the big cities.
Any celebrities? No, not yet. Ooh. Although I have somebody on my MySpace that I'm talking to.
On MySpace? You're using MySpace?
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
Are you using MySpace to talk to celebrities?
Okay, you'll figure it out.
Really? There's somebody on your go to her MySpace page. You'll figure out who Trina Michaels is trying to bang.
I never done anything. But like somebody sent me a friend request. I was like, hey, what's that?
Was it Andy Dick?
What's that?
Was it Andy Dick?
It was Dane Cook.
No.
It was a Dane Cook?
No. Although I have met him before.
Yeah, we had him on the show. He's interesting.
Cool.
Trying to figure out when he's going to mix in a joke.
Oh!
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He was nice. Good. He's a nice guy, right? You're friends with Carmella Bing, is that correct?
I'm friends with Carmella. Yeah, I mean, not like really close friends, but I know her. She's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We danced together at a club a couple years ago. That was the first time I met her, and I see her around a little bit. Let me say what's up.
You ever bang her?
No, I haven't.
Do you bang chicks? You bang chicks, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's part of the job description, right?
Well, yes, but I do it in my personal life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking. I tell you, it's kind of. Is it Icebox?
Icebox? Are you looking at my friends?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out.
No, that's somebody. It's somebody I know from my. Okay, yes, I'm married. In case you didn't know that,
she's married.
My husband's softball team. I've known him for like I don't know 4 years.
Oh wow.
He actually, I have to give him some credit for a minute. Sexy Pictures feature movie of the year is called Upload, and it's going to be released in probably like a month or so. And I had an acting role in that movie, actually. And my acting coach was actually that guy that you're asking about, Icebox. He's done theater and gone to school for acting, so he helped me with my lines because I, little quiet, shy me, had to yell at somebody. So I had to practice my lines and find my character, so he kind of gave me some pointers. So, and I must say, if I say so myself, I did a pretty good job.
Hey, Trina, you said you've been married for 4 years?
I've been married for 3. We've been together for a total of 8.
Okay, and you said you've been in the business since 2004. So, did you like how did that transition happen? Like, how does the husband feel? Like, is the husband in the porn industry? Can we ask?
No, he's not. He's not. But like I said at the beginning, I was a little freaked before, so we were like not huge swingers, but you know we played a little bit. So.
So he's okay when you're getting banged by Lexington Steel?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Does he like the cock?
No. He doesn't like it. He just, because he likes seeing how into it I get, and, like, that's what turns him on. So, but no, he doesn't go that way.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say that Rock and I have a fascination with Lexington Steel's dick.
No, we don't.
But I got to imagine the night before Trina was going to go in to shoot with Lexington Steel, that conversation with her husband didn't go over too well. Because that guy, he was just probably like, oh, Christ, my marriage could be on the rocks when she goes to work.
I have to work with him.
Well, Lex Steel is like, that's the high bar, man. That's like, that's the major leagues, if you will, of porn right there. You work with him. Yeah, you could take some cock. So it's you know, it's kind of like we kind of figure out based on the Lexington Steel-o-meter where the porn chicks are in their industry.
You know what? The first time I worked with him, I think it was a boy-girl-girl.
Oh, boy.
And I I think I found out that day when I was on set that I was working with him. I was like, oh, really? So,
that's yeah. What a way to wake up to that. Show up at the studio and, hey, I'm working with Giant Dick.
It was more like a boy-girl cock.
Yeah. Boy-girl elephant.
His dick should be tested for steroids.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, things awesome.
The fucking arm.
I'm not gay at all, and I've never even done anything gay in my life, but that guy is just amazing.
Yeah,
he's amazing. We should have him on the show.
We should. We keep talking about him.
Wonder if his dick has a retirement plan.
Seriously, a little 401k plan going there. Hey, so Trina, you worked on Pirates, right?
Well, I had my boobs had a cameo appearance on it. That was about it.
Oh, that was it. Okay. Well, still, technically.
There's a scene in the movie when Evan Stone and Tegan Presley, and I apologize, but I forget the other girl's name, they come walking into the whorehouse. And right before they walk through the door, Austin Kincaid's butt walks past the camera, and then my boobs walk past the camera, and then they come through the door.
Yeah, that was a huge, huge undertaking for, the porn industry. That was a big movie.
Yes.
Cost a lot of money.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They had a big premiere for it down on Hollywood Boulevard, and big old press, and everybody showed up, watched it on the big screen, and that was quite funny.
Do you think...
because, you sit there and enjoy the, acting parts, and then when it would come to, the sex scenes, everybody would just laugh while it was going on, and then when it was time for the pop shot, everybody would clap and cheer.
That's wild.
So funny.
Imagine that, this giant premiere of fucking porno.
I know, right?
Everyone's clapping when the guy's jizzing. That's weird.
Back in the old days, in the 70s, sure. When they had the films, the porno films.
Yes.
That was a regular thing in San Francisco, at least.
Right, right.
There was a, porno adult district in San Francisco where they always had the premieres for the porno flicks. But it's a different, it's times have changed. Yeah. And I believe they won't even make a movie like Pirates anymore.
Do you believe that, Trina? Do you think that there's a future for these giant budget porno films down the road? Or is everything just
know.
On the internet?
I know. When they shot Pirates, they made the XXX version of it or whatever, and then they made a tamer version of it. So they were they were trying to push it in another open it up into the mainstream world and stuff too, which is pretty cool. And I don't know, it seems like it's done pretty good. I don't know, but you mentioned something about everything going over the internet, and that. From what I hear, is pretty much how things are going,
Yeah.
I don't quite understand, because I don't want to sit on my computer in my office. I want to sit on my bed or my couch, So I don't quite get that. But I guess it's the instant access to it. We want it now. We don't want to leave our house.
Amen.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly the philosophy.
The era of the adult film store, place to go buy DVDs, porno DVDs. I believe that's coming to an end, and everything's going to be on the internet. Everything has to be instant, because I feel like the industry has become so watered down. I don't think you're going to have superstars like people like Jenna Jameson or Jesse Jane. I don't think you'll have that anymore.
Ever have something like that again? No, think there could ever be somebody that could ever top Jenna. She came in at the right time with the right people, and that's cool. I think we needed somebody like her, but I think there's different levels of accomplishment in the business, and like I said, there'll never be somebody that's gonna top her, but you can come pretty close. So that's what I'm aiming for.
Do you feel like it? But do you feel like the industry has become watered down? Like there's so much of it out there.
There is. There's a lot of girls. I used to be with LA Direct Models. I was with them for 3 years, and when I first started with them, they'd just opened up, 6 months or so before that, and they had 40, 50 girls. By the time I finally left, it's been over 100 for a good year.
Wow.
And it varies around 114 to 120 girls at a time, and it's kind of crazy. And I don't know,
it's funny you were saying with everything instant, at worst case scenario with DVDs and whatnot, you just get them off the internet.
you know, buy them and have them, you know, shipped to your house or whatever if you really wanted the DVDs. But even you can, and now with like broadband and the future of internet downloading, you'll probably be able to get DVD quality material, you know, just downloading it, you know, in the not too distant future. So, yeah, it's a completely evolving industry.
I'm just thinking of the interview we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And we're talking to a porn star about like business stuff.
Yeah, about the industry. Meanwhile, she gets thick up the ass, you know.
Trina probably was like, hey, you know, you guys want to ask me about my vagina?
No, it's all good.
I see that you were on the Howard Stern radio program.
I was back in February. I was out there with two other girls from the industry, and we did this porn stars versus slow adults silly little competition.
Ooh.
It was cool.
You gotta love how Howie puts the girls in awkward positions, situations.
Oh, yes. You know, he was a lot nicer than I thought he was gonna be. So.
Yeah. He's a good fella.
At least that day, I don't know.
I think we're a little jealous of him because he makes like $100 a word.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we just spend money per word.
Hmm. Is that a big thing, though? Like, I remember back in the early 90s, it was a huge deal for an adult film star to get on his radio program. Is it that big of a deal anymore?
Probably not with as much stuff as he does, you know, but it's still cool.
Definitely. Well, it's a big deal for us having Trina Michaels on our show, I tell you that.
Sure is.
Thank you.
I tell you what, it was a little bit of a downer knowing that you're married now.
Yeah, kind of.
But you know what? He shares. So.
He shares. Good point. We win.
Mm-hmm.
One day we'll get Trina Michaels in studio and things will be good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, I like it.
All right, Trina. You're a lot of fun, man.
Hey, yeah. You know, we're going to be out in California at the end of the month, Trina, you know, if you got some
really?
Free time. We will. I'm surprised Jenny didn't tell you about that.
No, she did not.
Tisk tisk on Jenny's part. Yeah, we're going to be, and we're working on someone I can't say because we don't want to ruin it or screw anything up, but you know the person that's looking good as far as coming down to our live broadcast.
Yeah, a friend of yours that you just mentioned a couple minutes ago might be coming down to see us for our live broadcast. Yeah. We're inviting everybody.
Definitely. Yeah, we want to have we're going to have a big party.
Yeah.
Well, where is it so I can come?
It's going to be in Ontario, California.
Okay.
That's about 40 minutes due east of L.A., and we're going to be there the last weekend of September, which I believe is the 28th through 30th.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, because I get back into town on the 27th.
I like it. I like Trina's thinking. You know, if you're really interested, Trina, we should definitely hook you up with Jenny, and she could give you some of the information, because we would love to meet the beautiful Trina.
We'll,
thank you, guys.
Trina,
I would definitely love to come out, so have her give me a call.
Trina, what's going down is we're doing a live broadcast, and we'd like to have some interesting people to talk to while we do our live broadcast.
Well, I would be glad to come down.
Whoa!
All right, we'll talk to you about it behind the scenes and see if we can work something out. People, again, the MySpace is myspace.com/TrinaMichaelsXXX.
Yep.
And the website is TrinaMichaelsXXX.com. Please go and check her out. She is absolutely just, she's one of those girls that makes you cry.
Yeah.
She's that entertaining on the screen. And she's that hot.
Give her some MySpace love, kids out there. MySpace love to Trina Michaels.
Yes.
All right, Trina, take care of yourself, and thank you for coming on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Thank you, guys. Take care, too.
All right, we'll be in touch.
I look forward to seeing you at the end of the month.
Oh, cool.
I like it. I like it.
I like the way you're thinking.
I'm getting my cock rubbed. What? All right.
All right, Trina. Take care of yourself.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Trina Michaels, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. TrinaMichaelsXXX.com is the website. Please, right now, run to your computers and check her out.
See why I'm the CEO, Kieran? I make things happen!
Yeah.
You would have just been like, all right, bye, chick, I'm scared, bye.
Actually, log on to, I think you can go to website TrinaMichaels.org, I believe, and you see pictures of her right away. I don't think that's her real website. It's not, actually. But you see pictures of her right away.
Right.
She's very hot.
But myspace.com/TrinaMichaelsXXX. XXX.
Smoking, dude. Just unbelievable.
She's amusement park. That's what we like to use for the upper echelon of hot porno chicks.
Yeah.
Amusement park.
And, you know, when Rock and I talk off the air, I'm always telling them about girls I see. And when you look at them, they just make you cry. They're that hot. Yeah. She's one of those.
She's definitely up there.
Yeah. But,
And the best part of all this, Kieran, she came to us.
Mm-hmm.
She found out about us. She heard about the show, listened to the show, and she wanted to come on. I mean, you can't beat that, man. They can't mm-hmm. beat that. That gives me that tingly feeling downstairs.
Yeah, it was good. I'm glad that we had her on because we remember that movie Pirates when we had Jesse Jane on the program a long time ago. Wicked Pictures or Vivid Video. Somebody.
Wicked.
Was it Wicked?
Yeah.
Wicked sent us 3 copies of the movie Pirates, and that is just an unbelievable porno.
Yeah.
It's, I mean.
The production value for a porno, you know, obviously, yeah. You know, we're not talking, you know, LucasArts here, but.
Yeah, I mean, but it was like the one porno I've seen recently, in recent years, that I sat down and watched the whole thing. You know what I mean? It was like. I mean, you almost wanted to fast forward through the sex scenes so you could see like what the story was, because you couldn't believe that a porno flick would actually had a storyline to it. It was just odd.
My jaw dropped when I saw skeletons like running around. I was like, there's 3D animation in this thing. I was shocked.
There was so much production value.
But, you know, she agrees, man. That form of, you know, probably big production films, that was it. Mm-hmm. And the big names like your Janda Jameson's... probably no more.
By the way, I heard that Jenna Jameson is quitting. She retired and she got her boob implants
taken
out.
She's old, man. She's old for her business, man. She's done.
Her boob implants are gone, no longer.
She's moving on with her life.
I wonder if she's selling them on eBay. We should check that out. Ray would know that, right?
She's retired.
I wonder if they're on eBay.
Would you buy them?
I would. Wouldn't you buy Jenna Jameson's breast implants? Anybody? Anyone in the chat room, would you buy Jenna Jameson's breast implants? I'm sure somebody would.
Someone, of course, someone will.
Those things are probably worth a lot of money. They're probably like a Barry Bonds home run ball.
No, come on. Come on. That's awful. They're not that comparable.
I think so.
I'd love to get that person on the show, though.
The person who buys Jenna Jameson's breast implants?
I'm like, what are you doing?
If she had them taken out, it could have been just one of those rumored things.
Oh, the reduction thingy. The nozzle, where she just reduces them?
Well, no. I heard that she actually had them taken out.
Oh.
And maybe she had, like, smaller ones put in, because I got to imagine she did, because, I mean, her skin's been stressed out for so long. She had some huge bombs in there.
Yeah, and including her vag was stretched out.
I can't do anything about that.
You could.
She does look like a train wreck, though, nowadays.
Yeah, she's getting old. Yeah, that's what happens
with the biz. But she's not that old. She's only, like, 2 years older than I am.
I bet, dude, that's the fucking biz showing it, man. Between the partying and the fucking, that's it, man. It wears you down. Wears you out.
And another porn star was Jesse Jane. What happened to Jesse Jane?
Yeah.
She was like a hot commodity.
She got the ring. She got married. She got hitched.
Is that it?
I think so.
Oh, man, you porn stars never get married, man, I swear.
Yeah, seriously.
Never get married. Just kills it for the fans. And
it does lose that certain connection when you find out they're married, huh?
And you get, yeah, it does.
Didn't totally. When Trina said it, we kind of like internally like.
Kind of killed me. She brought it up a little bit when she says he shares. I'm just like, I don't want to be, I don't want to be banging a chick and all of a sudden, hold on, there's like Mr. Dick, other dick walking into the fucking scene. I don't want no other dick in there.
I will never understand how a guy could live with that, especially if he's not in the industry. At least I'll give it a little, okay, maybe he can understand if he's in the industry.
Mm-mm.
But like in her case, the guy's not in the industry.
Mm-mm.
How the fuck does he live every day?
Mm-mm. I don't know. It's a different ilk of man.
The ilk?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's not. I'm not from that ilk. If anything is touching a girl I'm interested in, I am not pissed, but I'm very... not happy.
Well, here's
not
the happy. Thing. You would never marry a porno chick.
Never.
So.
I was telling Rock, Trina Michaels, she's the kind of girl you want to fuck her like you're never going to see her again.
Fucking run.
Like Kid Rock says in his latest song. Yeah. You totally just want to just do all sorts of nasty things to her, but in a kind way.
Sure. Yeah. Just and give never it to do it again. Hardcore. And,
never do it again.
Call it a day.
She's amazing looking. I usually don't just, having so many porn stars on the radio program, I've gotten over kind of just oogling over them or fondling over them.
Fondling,
you know, what are you doing with my words, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're so hot, but some chicks, you just can't, they turn you into mush.
You were definitely getting mushy with her.
Carmela Bing is my chick, though.
Really?
Love Carmela Bing. Too bad she's 5'10". But
I don't understand that, dude. Come on.
It's the height thing, man. I got a short complex.
Imagine we get a couple porno chicks at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
It might become a reality.
I like that song. I like it.
Reality.
It's a good song.
Might become a reality?
Yeah.
Is it a new song?
I don't know.
All right. Just time to take a break, everybody. When we come back, Rocket's got a rant he's got to do. We're going to do the S Dr. Rocket segment.
Yeah. Well, a lot of me this tonight.
Yeah, because I ain't talking about anything about me anymore. We got a lot of drunk calls, a lot of good drunk calls to play. And, well, we got to do the update on Owen Wilson and some other fun stuff. So stick around. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this. Hey, everybody. It's Kieran Rocket from the show.
Hi!
You're listening to. Guess what? We're on at a different time. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Whatever. It sucks.
LunaticRadio.com, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
Johnny was a bad boy. He was a juvenile.
Haley, hold on 1 sec. I'm going to give you the bell.
Okay.
When you're done,
okay,
you just ring the bell.
Okay.
All right? And we'll all come back in.
All right.
All right. Haley Young, porno star, and Heidi, you're going to have some sex, people. We're out of here. Later.
I need 1 second. Yeah, they're actually leaving the room. It's so, like, boys just are so intrusive sometimes. It's unbelievable.
You don't like them watching me talk?
I really enjoy just one-on-one. That's what I enjoy. Although, you know, I mean, adding a cock can be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But,
Do you have your hands on your pants?
I do. Yeah, actually, hang on. And it is absolutely soaking wet. My panties are so wet right now.
Are you going to take them off for me?
Yes.
Take them off.
Okay.
Just take
your
fingers.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's soaking wet.
Rub your foot with your other hand.
Yeah.
And then you've
got my heat and sweet pussy. Yeah. Like
my
head. Oh, yeah. God, it's so hot. It's so hot. Oh, Haley.
Make it nice and wet.
Yeah, it's so wet.
Your pussy tastes so sweet.
Yeah.
It's so like it all night.
Oh, yeah.
Getting hot, baby.
So hot. I want to taste you right now.
I love my pussy too, baby.
Yeah. Suck on your clit.
Finger fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, really fucking hard.
Oh, yeah.
Finger fucking you while I'm
looking
at
clit. Yeah, yeah.
I want you to fucking keep going. But I'll make it nice and wet. Imagine it's my tongue all over your fucking pussy. I want to make you calm so bad.
Yeah. Oh, I want to eat your pussy. I want your juices all over my face.
I want to fucking. Don't stop. I want to make you calm so bad.
Yeah.
I can taste your cum in your mouth.
Yeah, it's gushing.
Fucking pussy.
Oh, God.
Rubbing on your tits. Fucking sucking on your sweet lips.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My nipples are so hard right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't stop. I want you to come to me.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine I'm down there. I want you to fucking come right in your mouth.
Yeah.
Eat your sweet fucking cum.
Are you still rubbing your pussy?
Yeah.
You're
so hot. I want to hear you fucking cum. I want to hear you scream.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Don't stop.
Fucking cum right now.
Yeah, come for me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, come for me.
Oh,
this is so fucking hot. Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Oh, you so much can't breathe, baby. dripping wet now?
I totally came, and I'm gonna lick my fingers right now.
I want you to taste your cum.
Mm, oh my god.
How does it taste?
It tastes awesome.
Yeah, it does. Oh, that was so fucking hot.
Yeah, thank you. I'm gonna ring the bell.
I get done with this interview, I need to get some.
Oh, good for you.
I like
vagina
in here.
All right. Whew. All right, did everything work out well?
Everything went very well. I totally had an orgasm.
Oh, my God, I'm totally fucking wet and horny.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to lunaticradio.com. Sorry, guys, that promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered. Laguna Beach!
The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend. Microphone fiend.
And now back to the show. Lunaticradio.com.
Smack my bitch up!
Yeah. Love the Prodigy.
Like it!
Karen Rock, lunaticradio.com show. Beautiful Labor Day weekend. End of summer. Unofficially end of summer. Broadcasting from New York. No guest host in the studio. We're just chilling out our own today. Our last show on Monday nights, everybody. Make a note of it. We're switching to Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's when our live broadcast is. For you, the podcast listeners, don't worry about it, man. You're all good. You're
keeping it real.
But the show is changing starting next week, September 9th, to Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern. Word up. And if you don't believe me, I'll play you a bumper.
Ooh. Sunday.
Our show stinks.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
The man's bringing us down, so we're going to Sunday nights.
Yeah. What? It's funny, we got an email from Chaos Chris, who runs the Cringe Humor Radio. He's like, what are you guys going to tell us? What are you going to tell me?
That's funny. Jenny said the same thing to me when she called me today.
Yeah. What are you going to tell me? Let me get her into it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, Sunday night, 7 p.m., starting next week.
Yeah. By the way, I got to say, welcome back, college football. And shout out to the West Virginia Mountaineers. That's my school, everybody. I spent 2.5 years there partying and drinking and getting all sorts of shit-faced and having a nice GPA of 2.1. Wow. Love the West Virginia Mountaineers. I had a good time there. Hey, I went to class eventually.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. On occasion. Yeah. There was one economics class. Was it economics? I think I went like 3 times.
Wow.
Ended up taking a final. Got a D+. Thanks.
Wow.
I ended up passing.
What? See?
That's what happened.
That's not right.
Well, it was economics. All the other classes.
What does that have to do with anything?
I loved history and English.
Shut up.
And my journalism classes.
Up.
Went to all of those. Economics, not so much. Archaeology.
You took an archaeology class?
Yeah, it's West Virginia. You got to talk about
what
the rocks.
Douchebag.
What else did I take there? History.
What was your best class? What was the class you got your best grade in?
History.
History, huh?
All my history. I was good at history for some reason. But I can't remember shit.
Really?
About history. I was good. I don't know. It's came to me. I knew it.
History.
Yeah, acting classes.
Paying off right now, buddy.
Loved the acting classes.
I bet you did. All the chicks?
Once did the monologue from Good Will Hunting.
How about them apples?
No, not that one. Oh. Who's the guy? The comedian guy. What's his name? Best supporting actor in that movie.
Steve.
He's the comedian that everybody, he thinks he's really funny, always talks fast.
Dane Cook.
Yeah, him. I did a famous monologue from that movie. Now I can't remember it. I hate when that happens. Yeah, so welcome back, college football. West Virginia Mountaineers are going to run the table.
No one
They're
going
to run the table. And I just want to talk about it.
No.
And I want to say a big F you to Michigan. There goes your season. Lost to Appalachian State.
You shouldn't be giving them an F you. You should be like, thank you. That helps.
I think it's just funny.
It's
way to show up, guys.
Or lack
way to
hope.
Show up and play. Appalachian State.
Good for them. Good for Appalachian.
Michigan.
Do you think they'll be ranked? They can't be ranked, right?
No, they can't. They won double A.
They couldn't
pretty much a high school team.
They couldn't get a pardon or something?
I'm sure they were the 1AA national champs, but come on, you're Michigan. You're Michigan.
It's over, Johnny. Their season's over already.
You go to the Rose Bowl every year. Every year you go to the Rose Bowl. You send guys to the NFL like it's going out of style. Appalachian State. No one can even, don't even know what that is. Where is that? What state is that in?
It's in the Appalachians.
Oh. I love the West Virginia Mountaineers because they're gangbangers for speed, and everybody in that state has an IQ of 12. Love it.
Go Rutgers! They'll be
Yo, guess what, everybody? We hung out with Heidi this weekend.
That's right.
Rock and I. Heidi from the Chaos Radio program. Yeah. You remember her? Yeah, we're trying to lure her away from Chaos Radio. And so she came out with us to a bar here in the local, the hood. That's what we call it. Actually, we went to F.H. Riley's, which is owned by, well, partly owned, right? By
I believe he has a little share in it.
Opie from the Opie and Anthony radio program. Nice bar.
Yeah,
it was pretty
nice.
Cool. Took Heidi there. You know.
Had some drinks.
Had some drinks. Had, like, you know, did a little something like, yeah, so why don't you come to our radio show? come on.
Yeah.
Why don't you just show up to our show?
With us. It's better than where you are.
I think it's a good move for you.
Think about your future.
We are a lot nicer. And it's cool if you want to show up. Yeah, I don't know. It was cool hanging out with Heidi.
It was nice to get out.
Fun
chick. Hang out.
Talked a little radio shop. You know how the radio people do it, you know?
Absolutely.
When you're at your local job, you know, whatever you do, you garbage man, you talk garbage when you're out at the bar. You're like, oh, man, I was lifting up this garbage can the other day, fucking tons of trash in it. Sucks.
Talk about garbage when they're hanging out.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
Sometimes when you hang out with the people of the same job, you talk about the job when you're hanging out.
Would you want to talk about garbage?
That's what radio people do when they hang out at bars together. They talk a little radio shop.
Guess.
We were talking a little radio shop. And trying to lure away from her radio shop.
A little learn throughout the line, hoping she would snag it, reel her in.
Our show's better.
Ouch.
I'm kidding. We love the Chaos Chris. He works hard.
We love him. Where did we go after Riley's?
Show's on Rocky Times.
What? Rocky Times?
Rocky Times.
Rocky Times?
Rocky Times for that show.
Oh, it's on Rocky. I thought it was like, that's a time zone. Or Rocky Times.
It's on Rocky Times.
Whatever.
Chaos Radio Show. Is it or is it not?
I don't know. It's none of our business.
Rumors?
Yeah, don't start rumors.
Watch, look out for Page Six tomorrow.
Ouch.
New York Post. You'll hear all the stories.
Where did we go after? I forgot already.
The Village Tavern. Tavern Village.
That's right. We hung out there. We sat down, had some drinks. I had Oktoberfest, Sam Adams, for the first time of the season. Very excited. Love Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
I believe Heidi said, yeah, we'll come to your show after a couple beers.
Wow.
She had a couple beers. She's like, I'm coming to do your show.
Wow. She had a drink to
crew the other show.
That sucks. There's not much you could do with, like, you know, sober. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever floats your fiddle. Whatever. Floats your fiddle?
It was fun, though, hanging out with Heidi.
No, it was a good time.
It was good fun.
Nice to get out. You know, of course, you know, you needed someone else to hang out with me.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, shit, I'm hanging out with Rock. Call someone. Heidi's in the air. Go.
You know, because I'm always worried about that gay moment. I know it's coming, Rock.
You always know it's just waiting to come out. You always start it, though.
I'm always worried that, you know, we're going to be driving along in the car and Rock's going to, can I suck your cock?
I don't say that. What the hell are you doing? I don't say that.
Just let me touch it.
Oh, God.
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Such a faggot.
Kier, you want to go to the bar? Yeah, sure. Driving along in the car. Oh, this is a great song, Rock. Yeah, yeah. Remember when we had Richard Patrick on the show? Oh, yeah, yeah. Can I suck your cock, Kieran? I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it.
That is awful. That is just wrong.
Can I just touch your bag?
Notice how he's saying all this? Notice how he's saying all this? Gotta make you wonder. Gotta make you wonder. Ugh. Just glad Heidi was there. Kept him away from me.
You know what my response would be?
What would it be?
To this. Can I suck your cock?
What would it be?
Yes, but not in the gay way.
Right. So we're moving to Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern.
You won't get this on Monday nights anymore.
No, you won't get no gay factor anymore.
We're not gay. We just like to shock people with how gay we can be.
We have that potential in us.
Like I was telling Heidi and Rock the other night, if I wanted to go gay, there's two guys in this world that would accept my gayness. I'm telling you. But no way. Sorry, fellas. I'm playing on this side of the fence. The vagina is... I'm all about the vagina.
Yeah, we're on team vagina.
I think about the vagina.
We're both playing
every day.
Team vagina.
Team vagina. Go team.
Go vagina.
Go vagina. Vagina, 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 vagina. Love the vagina.
Look at you. You're just trying to like...
I know. I'm just trying to... I got to get the homo out of me. Vagina, 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 vagina.
Isolate that. You're trying to get the homo out of you?
Yeah, the thoughts.
Oh, not the dick?
Vagina, vagina, vagina. Thank you. Yes, hold on. Yes, thank you. It's gone.
You're so weird.
Karen likes to touch his stomach way too much to be a straight guy. Screw you, Tony B.
Agreed. Emo got it. I agree 100%. He understands. See? You do. You love to fellate your stomach.
At least when I touch my stomach, I'm not passing through counties.
What?
There was a joke somewhere. I just blew it.
All right. We'll let it set in the chat room. Maybe someone will fix it for you.
Thank you. Hold on. Spit on that joke.
Karen, that's Karen spitting on his stomach before he rubs it down. Hey, so we got email.
Can I suck your cock?
Can we move on from the gay? Please.
Yes, go ahead. You got an email. Go ahead.
Got an email from this dude, China Dave. He's actually out of China.
Really? Who would have guessed?
He's actually out of Montana. Kind of weird.
All right, go ahead, Rock.
Anyways, I was wondering if you could help me out. It seems that the Chinese government has blocked FeedBurner again, so I can't download your podcast through iTunes until this shit is sorted out. Is there another way I can download your show? It is, as it strangely is, only thing that keeps me somewhat sane. That and a lot of beer. See below. Cheers, China Dave. So, all right. So, and actually, he's not the only one. Our old buddy, Shanghai Lee, sent me an email based on the same thing.
So, what are you saying? China's holding the man down?
China? I think China's got a beef with us.
China.
No, not China as in the former WWE.
Oh, the country.
Country.
Country China is
country.
Blocking the lunaticradio.com show from airing.
China is fucking with us. It's fucked up.
That's screwed up.
That's fucked up.
You know what?
Go fuck them.
Send some nukes over there. I will not stand for this.
I like it.
I will not stand for this. Get on the red horn. We got the red phone. Call George. Tell him to send some nukes to China.
Fucked up. They're blocking our show.
Two people can't hear our podcast in China.
They are cunts.
What is it? The feed burner?
All right. So you don't even know what we.
I don't even know what the hell goes on.
Feed burner, kind of like it goes through feed burner, so that we could kind of keep track of those stats that ultimately just tell us we suck dick.
Isn't the internet worldwide?
Yeah, it is. But yet China says, "Go fuck yourself."
Why can they block us? Why are they blocking us?
It's China, man.
We don't have any anti-China propaganda going on.
Yeah, we do. Maybe we have had a couple.
Is it because we hammered that Chinese lady in a chat room a couple weeks back?
What was her name? Yeah, that fucking Asian broad.
Yeah, who likes vanilla ice cream.
I was calling her a cunt one night. Maybe that's what set it off. I called her a cunt.
I understand. Now I understand where they're coming from. China.
It's fucked up, man. So,
man, they're loyal to the people.
You know, at first we had a radio war. Well, we've had two radio wars. Now our new radio war is with a fucking country.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're having a real war. That's it.
Lunatic Radio versus China.
And we have allies.
We're going to fucking win this.
Porn stars are on our side.
Who's on our side for this war?
Porn stars.
You're going to see no one respond.
We will go in there with a platoon of porn stars.
And Gigi's.
Yeah. And we will just distract them with porn stars. And we will find their internet switch and flick it back onto ours.
I'm pissed with China. This is fucked up.
We're going to open up their internet switch. I'm sure it's just one big red button you push and says, allow Lunatic Radio to broadcast.
I love how Kieran's technology works.
It's one big red button on a massive mixing console.
Our vaginas will attack China and they will not know what to do. They won't know what to do because you know what? They're so fucking they're so hard up there. You know, we're going to weaken their armies with vagina. And they're going to be like, you know what? These guys are cool. They're giving us vagina.
Yeah, we're no longer
friends. What are we doing?
We are no longer friends with China.
Go fuck yourself, China. Yeah. Go fuck yourself, China.
China, yeah. Go sit on it.
Is our address anywhere? You blew it!
You blew it, China.
You fucked up, man.
It's over for you.
So now what I got to do is I got to fucking, if you're in a different country and you can't download the show, send us an email and I'll send you a link to where all our shows are that's not via Feedburner. But you know what, China, you know, you fucking shit up for me. You're giving me work, and everyone and anyone knows you don't give me work. I get really fucking pissed when I got to do fucking work.
Right.
Don't fucking give me work, China. I'll fuck you up. I will fuck you up. I will fuck you up. I'll beat the shit out of you. Who's the fucking douchebag leader over there? Mao Zedong?
Isn't that a mountain?
Whoever. Go fuck shit up. It's fucked up.
Not Kim Jong-il. He's Korea, right?
He could go... You know what? He's cool. You know why? Because you can listen to Korea.
He's cool because he's ill. He's ill.
Like it.
He's ill.
Like it.
He's ill.
Kim Jong-il. That's what Abson's saying. He's over in China. Who's in China? No one fucking knows.
Kim Jong the Third.
Oh. Oh, Kim Jong... No, I think that means ill. I think it's just a letter. Suck oh. dick. I'm going to go fucking piss on the Great Wall. I'm going to go piss on the Great Wall to give me fucking work.
The Great Wall won't be so great anymore.
No, it'll be fucking shitbag.
Yeah.
You fucking bring down my show that I work on? You're going to give me fucking work?
It would be the P-Wall.
You know, these fucking people just want to listen. Fucking cunts. China, you suck dick.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to get a whole box of fortune cookies.
Oh.
And we're going to send them over there to China, and they're all going to have lunaticradio.com plugs inside them.
I like it. I like it.
And we'll just be plugging.
General Sal on our side.
Gonna,
how about that?
We're going to bomb them with plugs.
Fucking Mugu Guy Pan.
Right.
On our side.
There's people in your country there, China, begging for the lunaticradio.com show. And what have you done? Blocked it.
I like it. Oh, actually, Phoenix had a good idea. We'll send Chris over there. We'll just have them talk over
you
there.
You know what I'm going to do to you, China? I'm going to prison rape you. I'm going to prison
Ouch.
Rape you. You're not going to want it, but I'm going to give it to you. Right up the freaking the China ass you have.
The whole country, huh?
Yeah.
One by one, we're just going to ass rape you.
I'm coming in from the north with my big dick.
What are we doing?
And I'm going to fuck you, China. Right up the fucking mountains.
Let's go back to the whole sending poon over there. It sounds a little bit better.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to prison rape the country of China.
Wow, that's intense.
You know what China's going to say to me?
What are they going to say to you?
Can I suck your cock?
And what are you going to do? What are you going to do about that?
Go fuck yourself.
I like it. That's a champ.
How about go fuck yourself?
I like it. See? That's fucking, that's pro right there. That's pro level.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bigs. But yeah, so if you're over in fucking shithead country.
Yeah.
Send us an email to show lunaticradio.com or directly to me, rocket at lunaticradio.com, and I'll send you links to the show.
China. The people in China are so small, you can eliminate the population with a can of Raid. That was funny. Come on, you gotta give it to me.
Was that from the chat room?
No. That's
hey,
me.
Good for you!
Thank you.
Good for you! You fucking just set a bunch of mouse traps over there. Just fucking.
Why would China ever want to start a war with somebody? Because like any country could just come in there with a like a case of Raid and eliminate the entire country. Yeah. Just spraying Raid around.
Right. You know, actually, Mr. DJ, he's saying about my Asian girls being round. I love my Asian girls. Everyone knows that, but not the Chinese Asians. They're fucking too roundy faced. They're kind of weird looking. I want Japs. Those are the fucking the Japanese chicks. Those are the hot Asians and shit. Those fucking Chinese bitches, they fucking weird. A little weird. A little too roundy faced. Feel like it's a bowling ball with a fucking body sticking down.
People in the chat room are already manufacturing Raid Asian spray.
Get on it, folks.
We like the Japanese.
Fuck it. We love the Japs.
Love the Japanese.
Japanese.
Thank you. And the Koreans.
The Koreans.
Because Kim Jong-il is ill.
Shit.
He's illin. You know what I mean? Illin.
Yeah.
China, you went too far.
Go fuck yourself.
You went
too
far.
You're gonna fuck up our show?
Don't mess with us.
We fucking win. We've won every radio war. Everyone. We're perfect. We're batting 1,000. We're undefeated.
You have,
we're on a roll.
You have woken up a sleeping giant.
Oh,
China.
Don't fuck with us. We'll bring it. And you're gonna give me, and then on top of it, you're gonna make me do work? Fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that shit. I'll take down your country. I'm going to shit in your country. I'm going to shit in it. I don't know.
You know what you want to do? You know what you should do? Yeah. Shit in a box rocket and mail it to China.
I love it. I'm going to send it to whoever fucking running that country. Who's fucking running it? Douchebag McChinese? Whatever.
he's an Irish Chinaman.
Happens.
Okay.
It happens.
Douchebag McChinese is the leader of China. Okay, write that.
Don't get me angry. Fucking make up names.
Here's Rocket right now at the two douchebag Miss Mick Chinese.
Address China.
P.O. Box China. Package contains
shit. In a box.
Send.
Tony, China, comma, China. That's what I'm sending to. Zip code, go fuck yourself.
Beer Bear checking in. Michael Vick should start training dogs to fight the Chinese.
I like it. See, our listeners are thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
They understand. They understand we're at a radio war with China.
Radio war with China. That's but it. China's a country, so this doesn't really work out too well.
Why?
We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. We are going to, this is what we're going to do. We're going to attack China
mm-hmm.
with my little bag and my cock and balls. I'm going to prison rape China. We're going to send in a platoon of porn stars
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
with GGs.
Ooh,
all the listeners in the chat room are going to also come in from behind. They're going to come in from the north
yes.
with cans of Raid.
I like it. Yes.
Yes. Cans of Raid.
So we lull them with the poon.
Right. We distract them with the porn stars.
Gotcha.
And then we spray them with Raid.
I like
And I fucked them up Jesus. The ass. I prison fucked them.
I fucking love this plan. I love it.
And China's dead.
Oh, fucking Christ.
It's going to work.
And we have spies in there right now, like China Dave and Shanghai Lee.
Yes.
They're fucking in there. They're spying for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to set up little, like, fucking huts.
So if you're watching CNN tomorrow, don't be surprised if China's no longer existing.
Fuck shit.
China's done. We're done with China. Fuck. You are no longer a friend of ours, China.
Fucking.
Blocking our show from people in your country. Blocking our show.
Fuck them. Fuck you, China. Don't fucking ruin our show. We're a little tiny internet radio show.
Right.
We never had a beef with you, man. You did your thing, we did our thing, you know? We let you know, you fucking did your show.
We were cool, China, man. We were cool, man. You would call me, China would call me, and be like, you know, dude, I got this problem with, like, this other country, and I'd talk him through it.
And it's, like, fucking late at night. You just want to fucking go to sleep.
You want to go to bed, but the freaking country's calling me.
Yo, what are you going
to
do? You got to take the call.
You know,
you don't want to fucking cause a problem.
Come on, China, stop leaving me messages. Yeah. Long rambling messages. It's
fucking believable.
Ridiculous, China.
You know, you did your thing, they did theirs, and they're gonna fucking do this shit. They're like, oh, you know what? Click. I'm gonna shut it off. I'm gonna shut it off on them.
It got so bad, Rocket, I thought China was stalking me.
See, that's fucked up. Did they change their MySpace message? Like their little headline? Don't. China just like delete a whole bunch of their friends.
Love China.
Hate them. No, we don't.
All right.
Hate them.
You know what I want to do? I want to grudge fuck China.
Oh, that's good. And then just fucking kick him out the door. I like it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking.
I want to fuck China like mm-hmm. I'm never going to see him again. And that's going to happen tomorrow.
I want a Tony Danza China.
I want a Tony Danza China.
How about that? Tony Danza, that fucking country. It's cunt.
Do not block our show from broadcasting
fuck
in your
that
country.
Shit.
Don't ever do that.
I want them to fucking call. If you got the fucking balls, if you're going to fucking cut our show out, call right now. You got our number.
You got our number.
You got
China.
Our fucking number. Call us.
Face to face.
Come on, we'll talk this shit out.
Continent to continent communication.
Come on. I'm fucking.
Let's get it going.
Cunts.
Let's talk this out, China. Let's hug it out. Hug it out, bitch.
Yeah, come on.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
Yeah, don't be hiding behind shit. Just talk to us. We'll fucking work this shit out.
We'll hug
don't
it out,
be
China.
Behind closed door shit.
I'm coming too far with this, but hug it out, China.
You want to hug it out with China?
I'm going to hug it out with China.
See, we're trying to be cool, but
hug
you're
going
to fuck
bitch.
With our shit? I'll fuck you up.
Mm, hug it out, bitch. Come on.
Cunts.
Let's hug it out.
Fucking.
Come on, bitch. Hug it out.
I like the whole fucking fortune cookies thing, though. Can we sneak in there with those fucking rice hats thingies? Those big, like, symbol thingies? I want to sneak in there with those things.
Mm-hmm.
Will we be the Charlies then? How does that work? It's kind of, it's all confusing with the whole terminology.
If our show goes to into China, I want a lunaticradio.com listener hiding in a rice paddy. What is that line from that movie? Yeah, it is. Ready to pop a cap in his ass.
So don't fuck with us. Don't fuck with us, China.
Mm-hmm.
We're two for two in radio wars.
I want to finger fuck China. That's
ooh,
what I want to do.
Really? Damn. I want to slap China across the face. You like that?
Yes.
You like that?
Phoenix 88 holding up. Let's hug it out, bitch. All right, everybody. Damn. We'll take a break. I think we've gone way too long with this one. Coming back right after this, more lunaticradio.com.
Hi, everybody. And by everybody, I mean Kieran.
Hi, Rock.
Check out Lunatic Radio.
Okay, sure will. And
you know. See you Sunday night.
All right, I'll see you Sunday night.
7 p.m. Eastern.
Cool.
It'll be Kieran, myself, and the internet.
Right.
What?
We'll have a three-way. It's Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Kieran, myself, and Google, we're gonna fuck
it up.
Oh, right.
Fuck it up. Good.
Fuck it up.
Fucking on the internet.
LunaticRadio.com, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network. Take a picture
with me. What the flick on? Anybody want to hear Stalker Connie from Texas masturbate? Anyone? I'm going to play it anyway.
Okay.
Hey, Lunatic Radio. This is Dr. Connie. I hope you can hear me. I'm not on the landline on my cell phone.
Thanks.
And I'm masturbating.
Are you really?
And it feels so good.
No, it doesn't.
She's doing this for me.
I'm just about to come.
Show is brought to you by. Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
I tell my mom to get out of
there.
I don't believe it. You faker. You faker.
That was adorable.
Oh, it was adorable. It was so fake. Come on.
No, it wasn't. Why was she faking?
All right, this is Stalker Connie. I'm about to come. I'm coming. Like it was that quick.
She might be good.
Oh,
she might know.
Stop.
She might know where her button is.
I'm not buying it.
Buttons are, you know, listen, once you find the button, you always know where it is.
Connie, I think you were faking. I appreciate the, you know, the effort there, though.
The E for effort?
I think you were faking. It was just too quick. Who fucking comes in 35 seconds? Not me.
30 seconds.
11.
11.
That's my favorite number.
Yeah, man.
11
fucking
seconds.
You give me fucking porn, forget it. I just like get it out of the way. I get like that sometimes with porn. It's like, yeah, I just gotta get it out of the way. Get it out of the system.
I know.
System.
You just get one little fucking thing in your head.
Yeah.
You focus on it and you. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nightcap.
Yeah.
It's like I can have like a little glass of scotch. Sure, I can rub one out real quick. Get ready for bed.
You talk, we listen. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
The Mad Beat Factory. Tune into the Mad Beat Factory.
Don't be afraid to care.
Mad Beat Factory.
Leave, but don't leave me.
The Mad Beat Chemist, who is on Friday nights live, and I think, if he's not a liar, he's on live Saturdays, too.
We need to find us in reggae, roots, rock, city, god, dub, dancehall, rouser, drum and bass, and jungle. MadBeatFactory.com. No way implies nor condones the use of illegal drugs. Mad Beat Factory Dub Edition is simply a live reggae dub show you can hear Friday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on TPXRadio.com.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? Perfect drug, Donnie Schnell, Kieran McCann, LunaticRadio.com show, rocking in studio, chilling out with us. Emails of the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-5666, whatever the fuck I just said. The music's too loud. My canes, as they say on the radio thing.
Boobies. Your boobies.
Yeah. Join us on the phone is the world famous booking girl for the lunaticradio.com show. Her name is Jenny Blowjob. She's from Reno. We love her. Jenny, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Very well. You did a fine job today, and we'll find out tomorrow if it's
Michael?
Finalized.
Oh!
Yes. What do you have? What's that?
She's a hot little piece of ass.
Mm-hmm. Trina Michaels, hot piece of ass. That's what you're saying, yes.
Yeah. Now, Jenny, did you hear the conversation before? Because it looks like she'd be interested, so you got to get on that for the expo.
I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her tomorrow as soon as I find out if our other guest is coming with her girlfriend.
All right, well.
Right, have them all down.
Yeah, have them all. Believe me, it's, more the merrier. That's how we look at it.
I'll get them all on, dude.
I know, I have to order the name badges tomorrow. I can give you a hint, though.
Sure, hints. We like hints.
On the primary person that's probably coming, she said she has to check her schedule, but that for now it's a yes. And I'll just say this.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is a type of cherry.
Right. I'll give you another hint. Her name sounds like this.
And this will be the final thing is her name is the name of Tony's wife.
What?
Right.
Oh. Oh.
Rocky's so obvious. He's like, Rock goes, what? I don't get it. Oh, wait. Now I do.
Such an idiot. I'm a little slow. Sorry.
You are a little slow on the uptake, but we love you.
That's right.
Yeah, so it might be a wondrous event, live broadcast in California, everybody, September 29th at the Portable Media Expo, 12 noon, West Coast time, and it will be a fun time. We might have some pretty cool guests joining us. It'll be Kieran and Rock. Jenny Blowjob will be there. A lot of our, inner circle listeners will be there as well. A lot of the West Coast people, maybe chemists will be there.
Con Woman and her lightning bolts, which I don't get. Have you seen that on the webcams? Con Woman's lightning?
It's just,
what is that?
It's just webcam effects, Jenny. It's okay. Don't worry.
Is it?
Yeah. Don't worry.
I'm so easily amused.
Don't worry. It's okay.
I tell you what, the people in Switzerland are loving this.
So the Goonies will be represented. Yeah, right?
Yeah. The people on podcasts are saying, oh, my God, what about the lightning bolts? Yeah.
Right now, China's like, this is why we block it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is that? What the hell? Is she electric? She's electrified. Wow. Oh, so
what I was trying to say, a lot of the listeners will be out there as well joining us. Conjay will be there as well. So, Jenny, I love you. Tomorrow, I might love you a little bit more.
Ooh.
I'm going to love you later in bed. With a silver bullet, Karen.
Is she reversing Fallout Boy?
I think so.
I'm going down, so do 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 do. No?
Oh, okay. Nothing. I'm going to let you know, though, but that's the big announcement.
Say it again, Jenny, one more time.
That and Angelina Jolie is taking diet drugs. That's why she's so skinny.
Oh.
I just saw it in the paper.
News tidbit. So we're going to find out tomorrow, right, Jenny?
Yeah, for sure. I'll find out tomorrow, and I will let you know tomorrow. And then on Sunday, Sunday, we'll be able to let everyone know for sure.
Okay. Okie doke. That'll be great. I love you, Jenny Blowjob. Thank you very much.
I love you guys, too.
Talk to Trina.
I will call her tomorrow.
Good.
I have her number. I've already been prank calling her.
All right, Jenny.
All right.
Take care of that vagina.
Bye.
I will. Bye.
All right. See you later. That was Jenny Blowjob, everybody.
I suck. I swallow. I'm a good girl.
That's right. See, that's our booking girl.
That's Jenny Blowjob. Word. I'm up. I have. You remember last week we played that, it's going around the news. Everybody's been talking about it, right? The sound clip of that girl in Miss Teen USA.
Yeah.
She gave that rambling answer to in the question and answers portion of the pageant.
Yes.
What is it? I have it here somewhere.
The Iraq.
The Iraq here.
I personally
believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
But there are also many, many other people who just love my dick.
Well, you had that trick, right? So I heard that. I mean, that is just hysterical. It can't get any better than that.
You think she bangs well?
That girl?
Yeah.
I'm like a fucking champion.
Really?
Absolutely.
See, I immediately think she's like an idiot and just like lays
there.
She
has to. She's so dumb she has to fuck well.
Right. I understand. I could see that, but I don't know.
Dumb chicks fuck well.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Smart chicks.
Yeah.
Kind of like military-ish, I'm thinking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, that? Oh, man. Just doesn't make sense in my head. You would think, like, if chicks are fucking smart, they know what to do.
Yeah, they read up on it, which is not a good idea.
Oh,
go with the flow.
They think too much about it.
Improv. You want to fucking, you know, start fucking cursing, slapping shit? But anyway, I was looking for clips of chicks that I might have fucked up in pageants back in the day, and I did find one. Same type of thing, question and answer thing. I believe, actually, no, this one's, I guess in this portion of this pageant, it took place in like the 80s or something. These girls had to give like little speeches, and this is what this chick had to say. It's kind of funny.
Nadine Tanega.
From Hawaii, by the way. Listen to this.
I am especially proud to be a first-generation American and a resident of Hawaii, our state. Our nation's pride lies deeply...
By the way, she knows she's a cunt right off the bat because she said Hawaii. Like, Hawaii. Come on. Hawaii. What are you?
But that's how they say it there.
What are you, better than us? No, you're not. No. In the mainland, we say Hawaii.
Oh, the mainland.
Yeah, we make the rules, fucko.
Wow.
In your little jizz bag of a state you have.
Within the hearts of its people. American has faith in the liberty and justice, and we all have faith and believe in ourselves. The United States freedom and opportunity is one of the greatest. We are truly the land of the great.
Oh, it gets...
Wow!
It really gets good. It really gets good. Listen to the end closely, people. This is great.
From the rocky shores of Hawaii to the beautiful sandy beaches of Hawaii, America is our home.
So pretty much what she said, from the rocky shores of Hawaii to 60 miles south... To the beautiful
it's all
shores.
Hawaii all the time.
Sandy shores of Hawaii. I kind of left out 49 states.
You just sounded like a travel agent from Hawaii.
She couldn't think of a state on the east coast of the United States.
She couldn't think. Period.
Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts.
It's too many states for her. Hawaii is the country.
Come on.
What a fuck.
Come on, Nadine. Whatever the hell your name was.
Douchebag.
From the beautiful shores of Hawaii to the beautiful shores of Hawaii.
She couldn't think of any of them.
I will go fuck myself now. I wish you would have said, from the beautiful shores of Hawaii to the beautiful shores of Hawaii, how about go fuck yourself? Alan Thicke.
Hi, Alan Thicke.
Because he was the guy commentating.
Oh.
He was the host.
Really? Wow, that really dates it.
Yeah.
Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke.
Growing pains.
What's he done lately?
Nothing.
Unbelievable,
wow,
Alan
Thicke. Do you want to have sex later?
By the way, Just Jim, our listener from Ohio there,
mm-hmm.
calls in with the fabulous drunk calls. He says that Andy Dick was at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And Andy Dick peed on his fans. He peed on his fans.
He's running out of that much material, huh? He's just going to plan B, if you will.
Is I don't know who's worse, Andy Dick or Kanye West. It's a toss-up between.
What?
Andy, I'm just thinking of people I hate.
Yeah.
And I know Kanye West was on my list. Andy Dick has been treading on my list for a while because I just don't know why Andy Dick has a career. I'm still trying to figure that out. Out of all these years, he's been on news radio. The guy's been on the TV for like 15 years.
Right.
Andy Dick. Everybody knows who Andy Dick is, right?
Now, be careful, Kieran, because he did MySpace friend us. Be careful.
Did you accept it?
Yes.
Fuck Andy Dick. What is Andy Dick doing? Why does this guy have a career? Can somebody tell me that? Can somebody explain to me why Andy Dick has a career? What is he? What are his talents? Is he funny?
Oh, doing the hacky gay routine.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is Andy Dick gay? What's the deal? Can somebody figure that out? Why can't we figure out if Andy Dick's gay or not?
You know, that's funny because when I did friend him on MySpace, I sent the comment to him, hey, look, we both have something in common. We both overuse gay references.
This just in, just send Andy Dick to China. No, because that will kill our whole plan.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, no.
Nah, he's
but
weak.
We could like ship him there and then kill him as part of our onslaught.
To me, Andy Dick is Chinese.
Oh, he's got the little symbol hat on.
He's the enemy.
Fuck him.
Why do people pay to go see this guy do anything?
I don't understand.
Why I wouldn't even talk to him. If I saw this guy in the elevator, I wouldn't even think about talking to him.
Just be like, eh.
Go fuck yourself, Andy Dick. Go fuck yourself.
Ooh, get the Chinese little accent.
Go fuck yourself. Suck a dick.
Why did he have to resort to peeing on fucking
people? I don't know. Because maybe he thought it was wacky. He got all hammered, of course.
How is that?
Because Andy Dick has like a major drug problem. And he's had one for years. He's been on, like, behind the music things, talking about his drug problem.
What an idiot.
And, like, becoming better, and then having another drug problem.
He's made a career out of not having a career.
I mean, I'm not going to knock the guy for having addictions, because, you know, sometimes you can't freaking control that, and you need help.
Ride the snake. What are you going
to do? But, you know, freaking take care of yourself. What's up, Andy Dick? It's not cool to have a drug habit for decades. Some people have it for like a year, 2 years, 3 years, and they're like, okay. No one cares about Andy Dick enough to give like him an intervention. That's the thing. They care about him so little, they're just going to let him have the drug habit.
That's why he has to do these things like pissing on people, because just no one gives a shit about him. So he's got to constantly, once he realizes, oh my God, people are stopping paying attention to me again, I got to do something crazy. I'm an attention whore. I got to do wacky, crazy things. Collect friends on MySpace.
Unbelievable, Andy Dick.
Always goes back to MySpace.
And why? I mean, I thought this was like things he did at like LA parties where there was a lot of paparazzi.
Pissing on people?
But here he is at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio, acting like a retard. Acting like a maniac.
Yeah, and no offense to Just Jim, but, you know, I don't think Columbus is the hotbed of...
No offense to Just Jim, but you know... Like, when you see him do it at, like, one of these Hollywood parties that are covered by E! Or, you know, some chic L.A. Club, and he's acting all crazy. You've seen this on the E! Channel, on VH1.
Or,
you know, on those stupid magazine shows about Hollywood. You see
Inside
him,
Edition?
Yeah, you see him acting like all crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Lanny Dick! We're gonna do things! Gay references! And, sticking dick up my ass!
And you can understand that, because it's in the Hollywood spotlight. Everybody's there, paparazzi, there's thousands of camera guys just taking pictures. You know, you want to make the papers if you're a celebrity. Any press is good press.
Right. No such thing as bad publicity.
Right. But you know it's not an act when he's doing it in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone. The same shit.
But where does he go
from here? He's annoying people in Columbus.
But where does he go from here now? Now he pissed on people. What's the next step?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why this guy has a career. Why? No one finds him funny. I've never seen like an Andy Dick fan page. I've never met an Andy Dick fan. I've never like talked to one of my friends about Andy Dick and they come back at me and said, oh, that guy's pretty good. He's good on that show. No, never.
Right.
Ever. I mean, even Kanye West, I hear some people going, hey man, that guy's a genius. The way he wears that ascot, unbelievable. You know what I mean? I've never heard anything about Andy Dick.
Andy Dick, yeah.
Other than that, he has a drug problem, and he's annoying. why does this guy have, I guess you got to have annoying people as celebrities. Is that the thing?
I guess, yeah, kind of like balances out the not so annoying with the annoying. But, you know, I'm thinking about it now. It's kind of a good move. You go to Columbus, not really exactly, you know, like a major epicenter of media and entertainment. You do something crazy. You get all this exposure. You get your publicity back up. You get a little higher ranking on the IMDb statometer or something like that. And now you're back doing another Pauly Shore movie. Mm. Got the little cash. This is all part of his plan. I'm telling you, this is how he generates cash flow. Kieran, we got to start pissing on people.
I guess so. He's like pissing on people. He's groping. He groped people at the bar.
I think this is what China's doing. I think they're just trying to gain some publicity by starting shit like this. Just get a little action. Get some listeners over there listening to the China radio. That's what they're fucking doing.
You lost me there.
Fucking using our show.
Oh.
To fucking get listeners over there.
I don't even know. You lost me.
I know.
I think so.
Sort of. LunaticRadio.com. Going to be on Sunday nights.
Andy Dick. Asshole.
Fucking Andy douchebag.
Dick. I don't understand you, Andy Dick.
So he pisses on people, mm-hmm. gets in the papers, mm-hmm. and now there's a fucking script on his doorstep.
Tell you what,
now
man.
It works!
Last week we talked about that Owen Wilson dude. The actor Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who he is.
Your boy.
Man, a guy was addicted to H.
Well, looking, you know,
hardcore.
He wants it. He wanted it. Is that fucking nose? He's like, you know, I got this fucked up nose.
You know what?
Scroll.
I feel bad for the guy.
You do? Why?
I don't know.
All right, good. That's good for radio. All right. Why? How do you feel bad for a guy that's fucking hitting up the H?
Because H...
Not talking about Heidi.
Yeah.
Heroin.
When you take H, it's like... You can take H once and become completely addicted to it. Mm. H is that good.
Or bad, depending on how you sit on
but
that.
It's that addicting.
Right, it's that right. It's that addictive, sure.
You know what I mean? So, at one point in his life, almost made a bad decision.
Right.
And now he's got an addiction.
Now he's got to live with it.
And it kind of almost led him to kill himself. That's why I feel bad for that guy.
I don't. If you're going to go down that route, you know. Come on.
I'm telling you, H is that bad. H is so bad, they give you drugs to get off of H.
Right. No, I understand. I don't feel sorry for him, though. Unless you're a complete fucking moron. He's living this high roller, you know, Hollywood lifestyle like so many do. Hmm. And they get bored with all their money and all their fast cars and big houses. And they want to just take that next step, man. That's how they all live, man. That's how they all live. So he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I need to feel good. I want to fucking do something different. By someone said, hey, I got some heroin. Let's roll. He's like, okay.
Dude, you know what probably happened? He was at some freaking party, getting all, you know, having a couple beers, got sloshed. Really hammered. He looks like an Irish guy. Owen Wilson, is he Irish?
I guess.
I don't know. He's probably hammered, you know what I mean? And he's just, you know, in that stupor. He's like a drunken stupor. And some dude came over and he's like, yo, I got this stuff. You want to try it? And he's like, okay. Boom, there you go. Fucking needle in the vein. There he is, addicted to fucking H now. Feel bad for the guy.
I don't.
Do you think it was a conscious decision?
Absolutely.
Do you think back in the day, Owen Wilson was like, okay, today I'm going to do heroin?
Imagine yourself a rich, famous, everything going for you guy. I know it's impossible. But anyways, you have everything going for you. You know, it's just, you feel invincible, Kieran. You feel invincible. You just feel like you could do whatever the fuck you want. He could fuck a panda bear if he wanted to.
Okay.
So he could do whatever the fuck he wants.
Right. But it's a bad decision. He just made one bad decision. I'm saying H is that addictive. That's what I'm saying.
But you're feeling bad for him because once you're on it, you're on it. You know before you're going on, you know, the fucking, where it could lead, man. If you're going to do it, I doubt anyone forced it on. Someone forced it on him, you're right. I feel awful for the guy. I feel really bad, you know, or someone, you know, lied to him. I don't know, you know, deceived him, whatever. He made his own conscious decision to do this. Fuck you.
Why do you say fuck me?
Not you.
Oh.
Owen Wilson.
I feel bad for the guy. No, but now he's back home. And he's all good. You gotta feel bad. You almost committed suicide. How can you not feel bad?
Go fuck him. Who cares?
Oh, come on.
Like we really give a shit about your crooked nose and your fucking shitty movies. Except, what the fuck was that film? That was pretty funny.
Old School?
Sure.
He wasn't in that.
No. Oh, the one with the fucking,
I don't think I liked anything he was in.
The Wedding Crashers, that wasn't that bad.
Wedding Crashers was good.
That wasn't that bad.
to screw him because he had a drug habit?
Fuck you.
Why?
Fuck him.
Why?
Because you fucking get hooked. You fuck yourself. Just disappear.
He was addicted.
Fuck him.
It's an addiction.
I gotta feel sorry for him because he's gonna get addicted. Fuck him. Fuck him. How about you spend all those millions on the fucking old poor people, you know, crawling over the streets, you know? You pump it into the fucking
local education. Why does he have to do that?
Fuck it. You know, fucking help your fucking heroin addiction.
Why not? I think I earned his money. He can keep it.
Earned it. Fuck that. You're earning money making goddamn movies.
If you had his talents.
What talents does he do?
If you had his talents and you had his career.
Memorization.
Would you give your money?
Fuck yeah.
To all the poor?
I give a percentage.
Bullshit.
Absolutely.
Bullshit.
Absolutely. Because they don't fuck. Because they don't know any different, man.
Bullshit.
They don't know any different.
You're just speaking like that because you got a microphone in front of you. That is horseshit. There's no way. There's no way if you had Owen Wilson's money, you would give a percentage to charity.
15 mil on a fucking douchebag movie just to fucking memorize some lines? Fuck, I'll give back. What the fuck? Absolutely. Go fuck him, cunt.
And you tell me that if you went to parties a lot, Hollywood parties,
right,
where there's drugs flying around, that you and you got drunk, that the chances of you not doing drugs?
Hell no, fuck, dude, no way, man. I would never in my life ever want to do heroin because you could die, man. Fuck that shit. I ain't gonna play that game. You'd be the same.
Heroin,
way.
I wouldn't do.
Come on, Karen. You know
heroin,
you'd be the same
I wouldn't
way.
Do
because we didn't. We
coke,
fucking,
I wouldn't do either.
No, man.
I wouldn't ever do a drug that if I take it once, like the first time, there's a chance of me dying. That's something I never do. I don't want to take that chance to have some fun. No, I don't.
Dude, we've lived like an average person's life, so we know what it's like. We know the struggles. We know having to pay bills, man. If all of a sudden shit changed for us, you know, sure, I'll buy a fucking sweet ass ride, get a nice house, do myself up, you know, get some hookers over, that, this, that, and the other thing. But after that, yeah, definitely, man. Give some back. And I definitely wouldn't just be like, I gotta do some drugs. No, fuck that. Fuck that.
I like Owen Wilson.
Ugh,
I feel bad for the guy.
You wanna have sex with him. Just say it.
I do. A little bit.
All right. So that's all. That's
I got difference. Addiction. I didn't know it was heroin. When I read it was heroin, I was like, wow. Heroin. Crystal meth, I believe. I heard cocaine in there.
Wow. Wait, he was doing other shit too?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck him. Fuck him and the horse he rode in on. Fuck him in that awful nose.
Heroin, lady. As soon as you do that. Come on.
Come on. Stop. I do not feel sorry
it's
for
a bad
douchebag at all.
I'm telling you, it's just one bad decision he made.
Fucking cunt, man. What?
Fuck
his fucking brother shouldn't even pick him up. She'd be like, you fucking take the bus home, bitch. Take the fucking bus. Cunt.
I feel bad for the guy.
Cunt.
I hope he gets better. He's getting better.
Listen, I hope he gets better, but don't fucking play that game. If he plays that fucking game again.
What game? Heroin?
Plays the fucking age
game?
Oh,
no, he's at the door.
Fucked up.
I'm not a fan.
Kicking his ass.
Oh, we'll kick his ass.
We'll move our fleet going to China and redirect him to California.
Yeah. Almost. Yeah, he can't do that. I mean, for his career, like, he can't ever do drugs again. Because everybody in the press is giving him sympathy now.
Exactly. This is the thing that drives me bonkers. Because now he's doing like
fun.
An Andy Dick. Because now he's going to get fucking scripts up the ass. He's going to be making like these gigantic productions. He's going to be making bazillions of dollars.
He's not doing an Andy Dick. No one's giving Andy Dick a script.
No, I bet you Andy Dick will get some scripts out of this. I guarantee him.
Because he peed on somebody in
Columbus,
Ohio.
Because he got some publicity.
But what I'm saying with all, everybody's being, you know, sympathetic to, you know, his addictions and having him get better and stuff like that. Yeah. Hoping, wishing he gets better. But if he goes back
to
drugs again,
he's off our friends list.
His career is over. His career is over. And those, get well wishes from everybody in the press
are
gone.
Wrong, Karen. Then explain Lindsay Lohan then.
Well, no, Lindsay Lohan's Lindsay Lohan. This is Owen Wilson.
Oh,
he's a respected actor. He was nominated for an Oscar. Lindsay Lohan and Owen Wilson, two separate
I don't think he's that
breeds
respected.
Of celebrity.
I don't
yes.
think he's that respected. I don't think he is. He did a bunch of fucking...
Just because he has a crooked nose?
It's all fucked up. The guy's making fucking bajillions and he's got a crooked nose. Pisses me off.
Jesus.
I hate him. I like wedding crashes.
You went to college.
Absolutely. Go fuck yourself. I did. You're sticking up for a guy...
I am.
...who's got an addiction.
Yes, of course I am.
And now he's going to get more fucking scripts. He's going to make even more fucking money.
Yeah, I hope he gets better.
He's going to get into like fucking bestiality videos now to get off and shit. And you're just be like,
I feel bad that I hammered him last week.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay, buddy.
Not that it matters. I'm on the internet.
We're still friends.
But I feel bad that I hammered him because the guy's got an addiction.
You know what? I hope he fucks up his life and goes back and goes fucking berserk on drugs.
Then I won't. Then I'll hammer him like everybody else will.
Hammer him sex-wise or?
No, you know what I mean.
Oh, all right.
God.
I had to ask. Hey!
Be here all week. Hammer him sexually? Oh. I got another one for you. How about right up the ass? Ugh. All right, time to do a break. We're going to come back and do the Dr. Rocket segment right after this, everybody. The number to call in, Dr. Rocket segment.
I'll throw it in the chat room.
Rocket will put it in the chat room. So if you got a question for Dr. Rocket, it can be about anything. Call into the radio program and ask Dr. Rocket your question, and he'll give some fabulous advice, I'm sure.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kieran and Rocket here on LunaticRadio.com. Although I'm not Kieran. That's Kieran. I'm Rocket, but I still said his name first because it's his baby.
Who's baby? I didn't have no baby.
Your baby dad?
Dingo ate my baby. Not nobody.
Baby's kids?
The fuck you talking
baby's
about?
Kids?
I gave birth to a radio show. Exactly. That's exactly what it sounds like. I grabbed that out of the toilet and I was like, I'll make something out of this.
It'll look really good on Sundays.
Right, at 7 p.m.
LunaticRadio.com, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
Do you want to hear a giant slalom skier take a gate to the crotch at 80 miles an hour?
I'd love to!
This is more audio. This is kind of fun. Listen closely.
Audio funness.
Listen closely. Okay, I believe this is in France or something.
Now it's the Frenchman Yannick Bertrand. Through the S-turn. Yannick Bertrand. To the groin for Yannick Bertrand, and you could hear it.
This is good enough.
And you could feel it. Wow. Watch this again.
No! The Frenchman.
Oh, monsieur. Wow. The boys took a beating on that one. That guy needs a hug. Those are the moments that change your life if you're a man. I tell you what.
It's not real.
No, it's totally real.
What?
I watched the video.
This is the worst.
Dude, the guys, you know the giant slalom, they do like that, you know, doing like 80 miles an hour down the hill, right? And he came around a turn, and the guy went straight, legs into a gate. You know, the gates where they hit him and they knock down. But he took the pole right to the crotch at 80 miles an hour.
I mean, they don't wear cups at all. I guess they would slow him down, maybe.
I guess. Okay, yeah, here it is.
That's a gay sport as it is.
Listen closely.
And you could hear it. And if you're a man, you could feel it. Wow. Watch this again.
Here it comes. Wait.
Do the replay.
Oh, the freshman.
His nuts.
Oh, monsieur.
What is that?
That is awesome.
What is that?
He's a hug.
Just miss you.
The moments that change your life if you're a man, I tell you what.
Can we add that to the soundboard? Oh, monsieur.
Monsieur. Those balls.
That is awful commentary. I think that's as bad as the guy actually getting hit in the balls.
Oh, monsieur. There's a guy who takes a fucking pole to the nuts, 80 miles an hour, and just gets hammered by the broadcasters about it. What an ass. That sucks.
If he's a fucking professional slalom skier, he shouldn't have balls to begin with.
Right.
That's my little angry quip.
This is Ray from Richmond. I'm Flash, I'm Hammond, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Remember when you were a kid and played rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember being a kid? Well, in either case, we got news for you. You can now play rock, paper, scissors against people all around the world by listening to It Radio at itradio.turkeyvan.com. What's even better than that? You could be It Radio's RPS Intercontinental Champion!
Paper cuts rock! Rock, paper, scissors!
this is duct tape.
Send an email to title at turkeyvan.com with your five hand choices, and you could be the new In Radio Arc Guest Intercontinental Champion. Warning, It Radio is not suitable for children of all ages. This show includes dirty words, crude humor, sexual content, childish behaviors, and things we can't discuss legally in this promo. Check them out at itradio.turkeyman.com.
A lot of times when I'm playing with my pussy at night and I have an orgasm, I like to lick the juices off my fingers afterwards. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Come on and cut me down. You've got as far as I'll go. Now you're crossing the line, and I am letting you know. Well, here's your reaction.
Yeah, here we go. What up? Lunaticradio.com show. Here in Rocket Studio. By the way, there's no theme to my bumper music. Is it? That's all I am.
That's Paul.
Thank you. Here in Rock and Studio. Beautiful New York weather outside. Love doing the weather on internet radio. Labor Day weekend. Doing a Dr. Rocket segment. Not looking like it's going to be a good segment.
No one cares.
So far.
No one has any questions. Everyone has a perfect hunky-dory life.
Yeah. Everybody's all good.
Well, we got someone on right now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, who's this? Welcome to the show. What's your question for Dr. Rocket?
Yeah, what's going on? It must not be a good segment if you're starting out with my stupid ass.
I like it. He's funny.
Anyway, yeah, I was going to ask Dr. Rocket why it is that 95% of girls I've ever met, they always complain that their tits are too small, whether they have, you know, A cups through D cups or whatever. There's only a few of the population of women that actually accept their breast size and embrace it and love it. I was just wondering why you think it's such a big deal for women about their breast size.
Because we live in a society that, you know, the male species loves larger breasts. Actually, it goes back to, you know, basic animal instincts. It's a sign of female... superiority. It's kind of like a peacock with the whole flailing of the feathers thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the larger the breasts or ass, you know, any sort of sexual or like even the hips, it kind of...
Yeah, no, because I was going to say, like, I mean, I say, like, I am going to interrupt. Fuck you. No, I'm going to say, like, I prefer a woman's large ass to her big breasts, so I don't see where breasts would be a dominating factor. I am happy with whatever breast a woman has, provided it has a nipple on it.
Right, but that's your personal interest. Some other guys might prefer the breast. But I'm saying these are all sexual body parts. It might even be hips. Some guys can be like, oh, man, she's got some serious hip action. I want to tap that, you know? So it's just, you know, and it relates to women. Then they get all self-conscious, and they feel like, well, guys like large chests. So I got to make them bigger. And that's why they do it, because it all just, it's kind of like gives off the sexual vibes. Guys want to, you know, want them more. That's why they do it.
All right, so answer my question from before and answer me why girls always want to be caught up in some fucking drama and annoying everybody else with their bullshit.
Were you talking about breasts?
Right.
Wait a minute.
I'm the king of Segway. Come on.
Oh, right.
I learned from y'all.
So why do chicks like getting caught up in drama? Because it helps them. It helps them to try to see if their life is any better than someone else's.
And it's usually not, right?
Exactly, it's not. But it's that hope that maybe their life is a little bit better. But you know what? It's not just females, really. Guys will do it too. Everyone's the same. They just want that little moment of the sun.
Not to the same extent, though. Guys are usually like, yeah, whatever. If they're not affecting me, fuck them. I don't care.
Because guys talk differently.
Like, really, tell me more.
The guys communicate differently than women. You see, women always love to cackle and gossip and all that. Guys don't do that. I'm not like sitting here, Karen. Ah, so what'd you do today, Karen? You know. And he's like, oh, I went fucking shopping. I went to the Kia. Like, oh, what'd you buy? I'm not going to fucking do that. You know, so guys communicate differently than women. But at the end of the day, if you dig really deep down, man, it's all the same shit. It's people wanting to just that little moment of happiness. It's like a moment of zen, if you will. And then once you taste it, forget it. Then you keep on craving it more and more. Sucks.
Whatever happened to pissing on your territory, clubbing a bitch over the head at the end of the day and dragging her back?
Amen. We'll go back to that one day. We'll bring it back for you, Tony. I know how to tell you, Will. We'll do it for you, buddy. But thank you, Tony. Thank you for the questions.
Peace out, gentlemen.
Go cry about it.
All right.
I will. I'm going to cut myself.
All right.
Good.
That's,
go ahead.
That's emo for you. That's our resident emo. We love. Later, Tony.
Peace.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
We're doing a Dr. Rocket segment.
I got an anonymous question.
Dr. Rocket segment, everybody. Ask a question of Dr. Rocket.
Yeah.
You can PM if you're listening live in the lunaticradio.com live chat room, I guess.
Yeah.
You can email PM Rocket, and he'll give you the number for the radio program. You can call in and ask your question live on the radio.
And you can be kept anonymous.
Airwaves.
You know, you can be kept anonymous if you have a question, but, you know, feel free. Speaking of anonymous, I have one coming through AIM. Lunatic Radio is our AIM name, if you got AIM.
Go ahead.
Let's see. I obviously can't keep my man pleased in any way, sexual or otherwise. Any suggestions? He claims to be unhappy right now as well. Well, if he's completely unhappy in their relationship, sexually or any other way, as you described it, well, maybe it's time to, sit down and be like, what's the deal? Do you want to be in a relationship with me? You know, do you still have an interest in me? And, you know, you'll see if he kind of looks away or something like that, or he's like shrugs it off. It's time to move on. There's no reason. Life is too fucking short. I say this a bazillion times.
No, this is what I can I.
Yeah, feel free, my protege.
The question was, my man's unhappy. He's always unhappy. Something, and he's unhappy now in the relationship.
He's unhappy with basically everything in the relationship. Oh, here's the kicker. She just added it. They're married.
Okay. So the guy's unhappy in the relationship. This is what I say to her. Go bang somebody else and make him even more unhappy.
Right, right.
Give it to him hard. Make him completely depressed.
Exactly.
Give it to him worse. All right? That's my answer
like
to you. Screw him. If he's unhappy, too bad. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Make it better. You work at it.
Life,
fucko.
You know, this is a different society we live in. If
she ain't there to freaking entertain you, asshole.
Oh, now the listener wants to know if she could bang you.
No, because I don't get involved.
That's right. We'll help you out, but we can't solve the problems, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
My dick's in a glass case.
That's true. Uh-huh. All right, here we go. We got another caller coming.
Somebody needs to buy it.
Hope we helped. I doubt it, Anonymous. Okay. Caller, what do you got for Dr. Rocket? Yeah!
Hey, Dr. Rocket, how you doing today?
Great. How you doing, sir?
Peachy.
I like peachy.
Good.
All right.
Hey, I'm just wondering, what is the best way to ask a woman for anal sex?
Well, first, you got to give her a couple drinks. You can't just... hey, we're talking about a random person, right? We're not talking about a relationship person.
Say you're on the second date and you're like, man, I just want to put it in her pooper.
Second date? I love this guy. Can we hang out with him?
It should be expected by then, sir.
Yeah, it should be standard procedure on a second date. Second date. All right. Well, you're going to have to listen. If you're looking to bang her up the ass, you're obviously not looking long term, you know, because if that's the way you flow on a second date, man.
Wow, that's bad rock flow.
Good morning, my neighbor!
Sorry.
Alright, yeah, so you're just going to have to fucking get her solid obliterated and be like, you know what you do? Oh, yeah, you got to. Oh, I remember. This is how you handle it. You get her obliterated, take her back to your place, you start messing around with her, you turn her, you get her on the side of the bed, all right? So she's kind of leaning over, so she's bent over. She forms like an L bracket, if you will. And you start like fucking rubbing up the cooch, right? Get her, like, getting things going. She's obliterated, she's loving it, whatever. And then you start doing the thumb thing, okay? You start getting the thumb up there. If
where's the thumbkin?
Yeah, and if she starts moaning, you gotta have the lube nearby, dude. You can't. There's no like. You can't like hesitate whatsoever. You gotta be like pro. You gotta keep going. No, don't stop.
Oh, okay.
So you gotta before you go out, have the shit right near your bed. You know, have the lube right there and whatnot. So anyway, you get the thumb. If she's still cool with it, then you start doing a little pokey poke. You see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's kind of like tap, you know, kind of thing. If she's still going, man, then, you know, you drop the hammer in there, you start rubbing around there, see what happens, and then if nothing changes, if things are still status quo, my friend, you reach over with your right hand, you get that lube, and you place on dick and asshole, and you go, and you don't stop until you're done.
That's great.
It will work.
Can I help him out?
Feel free.
To answer your question, don't ask. Take.
Yeah, at no point, you don't ask.
You just do it.
Yeah, you just get her obliterated. Take her. He's talking about second date. This is strictly for second date material. Obliterate her. Take her back to your place. Bend her over. L bracket. L bracket's important. Coochie coochie feel. Thumb thumb. Lube. Done.
Right.
Pardon me while I go this way.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call.
Hopefully we helped. I doubt it. All right.
We're doing a Dr. Rocket segment, everybody. Ask Dr. Rocket a question. He'll try to answer. He's doing well. You're doing well so far.
Come on, and you're helping. This is great. We're like buddies. We're like doing this together.
The Dr. Rocket segment. You got a question for Dr. Rocket, just call into the program. PM Rocket. And he'll give you the number for the radio program. You can call in, or you can send them through AIM, screen name Lunatic Radio, one word. And we'll answer your questions.
Okay, well, this person isn't calling in, but they say, what the hell is with breaking the seal? You know, pissing the first time means you have to be really often. Is it true, and why is it? Yeah, breaking the seal. Like, if you're out partying, you know, and you're at a bar drinking a lot or whatever, and, you know, you build up that natural talent that your bladder can take. But once you break that seal, your body changes its chemical balance, and all of a sudden you got to start pissing pretty often. But once you know, it's inevitable. You can't really not break the seal.
Break the seal meaning you peeing?
When you're pissing, yeah. If you're out drinking and shit.
Uh-huh.
Once you break the seal, you know, well, you mean knowing he just wants to know what breaking the seal is, I guess. He's just asking about what breaking the seal is.
I would say breaking. I don't even know. I don't know where he's going with that one.
He's just asking a general question, Kieran. He wasn't really going anywhere specific. He just wanted to know what the deal is breaking the seal.
What is breaking the seal?
Yeah.
I would say banging a virgin.
No. That's when you're out drinking.
Uh-huh.
And that first time you take a piss, because once you break the seal, you got to keep on pissing, and it kind of like gets in the way.
Oh, really?
You never knew that?
Nah, I don't
know. An idiot. You got to get my book.
Oh, I didn't know it was out.
Neither did I.
On the New York Times bestseller list. Here we go. Here's one from the Drunk Call Hotline, Two Stone Mike.
Oh, cool.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? This is Two Stone Mike. How you doing, Karen? Rocket? I was calling in hoping to get some advice from Dr. Rocket.
Okay.
Basically, my advice that I was looking for, or the advice I was looking for, would be I have somewhat of a problem here. If your wife goes out, you know, supposedly girls' night out, and that she comes home acting as if something she did was totally wrong, but won't tell you, you know, oh yeah, everything's fine. Yeah, everything's good. What should I do? I sit there and grill her. And then what'd you do? What'd you do? And finally bring out things of like, oh, these guys, and we did this, you know, talking, da da da, and telling you all about them. Should I, A, be jealous? B, just say, oh, that's a cool guy? Or C, just tell her how fucked up it was? Or D, whatever you think. Good Dr. Rocket, come on, help me out.
All right.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear parts of that too well. So he wants to know, like, his wife came home.
This is the deal. He's a married man. His wife went out, girls' night out, came home, and was acting like something she did while she was out with her friends was wrong. He pried her about it. He asked her about it, generally. She gave some hints that maybe she was flirting with a guy.
Okay.
And they had a good time. She had a good time with this guy while she was out.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, should he be jealous about that? Should he be
happy with
the guy saying, hey, he treated my wife to a good time?
Right.
Should he be pissed about that?
It was just a good time. It didn't get anything intercourse.
Well, that's what he said. I don't know. I don't know. How should he react to that? He's a married man. His wife goes out. Some other guy treats her to a good time when supposedly it was supposed to be a girl's night out.
Right. Well,
she's acting like she did something wrong.
That lust factor will always be there, man. You know, you'll see this guy and she'll just fucking start. If she was just fucking flirting with him, I don't think it's much to. If it becomes habitual, then you got a problem. You know, you got to kind of let the strings loose a little bit. You know, I would almost take it as a compliment if she was just simply being flirtatious. You know, obviously, if it got sexual, then you got a problem. But as long as it doesn't become habitual, nah, man, just fucking lay it off. Anything, I'd be like, you know what? Damn right. I got a fucking hot bitch on my hands, you know? So what? You know, guys, it's, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen once. It's going to happen once if you're in a long-term relationship with somebody. So you just got to relax. If it becomes habitual, though, man, you got to talk to her and be like, what the fuck's up with this shit? Or, you know, it's time to move on. But I wouldn't worry too much about it.
You know what, Two-Stone Mike? This is how I would respond to that. I'm your assistant here, Dr. Rocket.
That's fine.
This is how I would respond. Your wife, Two-Stone Mike, just gave you a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now she has given you the opportunity to go out and do whatever you want.
You did
for
read
one
my book.
Night.
You did read my book.
For one night, you get to do something that shouldn't be done by a married man. Go out and do it. Stick it right back in her face and see how she reacts.
Immediately, though? Just immediately?
Immediately, 2 months down the road, whatever. A year from now?
See, but it's interesting. See, now that you put it that way, though, I would think immediately. Because if she gets pissed, you know, then you could really get a true gauge of where this relationship really is, you know? If you wait, then you're not. I don't think you're getting a true feeling of what's happening because then it's too much.
If she truly loves you, she'll understand that she screwed up. Now he has an opportunity to screw up. He's allowed to.
So are you saying flirtation screwing up though?
If it was just flirtation,
that's what we're saying. If it's sexual, if there was intercourse going on, then that's a different story. But come on, you got to cut a little slack if she's just like, you know, batting the eyes. Shit.
Well, why does he have to deal with that? Why can't he go out and do something else? Why can't he go out and maybe go to a strip club?
Maybe that's not how he rolls.
Maybe she doesn't allow him to go to strip clubs because she's a married man.
More to the story.
Maybe now he can.
We don't know that. But we're saying everything's honky-dory. Maybe she's cool like that. Where he just wants to know, should he fucking get all up in arms because dude was flirting with his wife and she was kind of down with it?
I say yeah, he can. Why not?
All right.
But I say... She gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah.
He can screw up.
He did.
He can screw up whenever, in any way. Any way.
Of equal value.
Of equal value.
I don't equal or less. You can't. Right. He can't fuck. You know,
yeah, he can't go out and bang people.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he has a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Sure. Sure, sure, sure.
And use that in your arsenal anytime you get into an argument with your wife.
And if she gives you shit, just how about go fuck yourself? I got Anonymous coming in.
Go ahead.
It's an AIM question.
Get Dr. Rocket segment. Right. S Dr. Rocket segment. Sorry, lost the train of thought.
It's all right, Karen. I've been kind of seeing this guy, not dating, but we're friends, and we're hooking up a lot. And now he's asked me if I'll do him in the butt. What the fuck? Yeah, no thanks. How am I supposed to react to that without making him feel totally awful for asking me that, especially because I don't want to scare him off with my reaction, because let's face it, the sex is really good otherwise. Well, I mean, come on, if this dude's like wants it up the ass, that relationship, sexually speaking, is going to be a little obscure, for lack of a better word.
Dicey.
So you got to roll with it or not, or he's just going to be, you know, you got to say, listen, I ain't down with fucking you up the ass. I mean, first of all, do you want to throw a dildo on? I mean, you got to throw some shit on, you know? You got to be down with that. You got to be willing to play that fucking game. And if you're not, you got to tell him. And if he's like Slater, then you're better off. Don't, you know, that's a fucking weird world. The next thing you know, he's going to be fucking throwing a llama in bed with you, and that's just going to get nasty.
Mm-hmm.
No personal experience.
I'll answer that question with this soundbite.
What the fuck? Don't say that. Gentle with him.
Dude, why? That is fucking just bizarre.
If you just got to say, listen, I'm not down with giving you ass sex. That's not how I roll, you know?
You know what? You just got to go,
what the fuck?
That's what you say. When you see that question, you go,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
Honey, will you do me any ass with a dildo?
What the fuck? I wish I had a sound.
Honey. Listen, you know, the sex is great. We're doing great with my dick and your vagina. You know, a little titty grab here and there. You play with my sack. You know, things are getting a little boring, though. So how about you take that big black dildo and just stick it up my ass?
What the fuck?
Where'd this relationship go?
Honey, can you stick on your dildo and fuck me up the ass? See, that wouldn't be good way to react.
No, don't react like that.
That wouldn't be good. And you know, if you're really not down for it, you don't want to be like, when if you approach it, you'd be like, listen, that dildo, you try it on me?
Nice!
You don't want to respond like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah. That guy blew that relationship.
No, because if she talks...
You blew it!
If she talks to him and says, listen, I'm not down with that, you know, I really dig you, I love having normal people sex with you, but I don't roll like that. If he's like, it's cool, it's all right, then, you know,
I believe she said this, too.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that.
Maybe it is.
I suck. I swallow. I'm a good girl.
Nah,
or maybe she said,
take over, Monty. I'm in the bag.
Maybe she said this.
God damn it. Are you fucking with me?
Wait. I hope this is the right bank.
Oh, God.
When he whipped out the dildo and Rit was ready to ask the question.
Sure.
This sound happened. Stick this in my ass.
When he asked her to do the whole dildo thing, she's like,
stupid! You're so stupid!
Hey, honey, can you maybe stick that dildo in my ass? I'm here all week. Tip your waitress.
Sweetie, I want to get fucked up the ass. How about it?
That's against the law right there.
So you can't do it. Can't do it. Chris Hansen says no dice.
I got one. The guy, after he asked that question and she rejected him with this sound clip.
What the fuck?
He later went up and left the apartment, got into his car, and said this.
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
After he wanted to dick up the ass, here's her reaction to the whole thing.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Do we have any more questions for Dr. Rocky?
I think we're going to close up shop.
We're going to close up shop with that one?
That was, I think we ended on a high note. Sort of.
Oh, wait, what was that one? There was one coming in from El Frosto.
I don't know if he wanted to be known. I don't know if you want it to be anonymous or not.
Oh, sorry.
Let's not do it.
I can't do it now.
I don't know if you want it anonymous or not.
All right, that was the Dr. Rocket segment, everybody. Thank you for participating. Dr. Rocket segment on the LunaticRadio.com show. I hope we answered all your questions. All right, and with that, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Finish up the LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Sunday.
Our show stinks.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
No, that's a good segue because I have audio of a guy living up to the surfer horrible. Stereotype.
Oh, those guys.
What's the stereotype of a surfer?
Dude, gnarly.
Stoner.
Bra.
Yeah.
Mondo Pipeline.
Mondo. Right. Mondo Pipeline.
Mondo.
Spicoli.
Exactly. Gnarly. Think Spicoli.
Exactly.
Hey, bud.
Buddy.
So here we go. Here's a news reporter, I guess, talking to a surfer about the waves created by a storm that hit L.A.
Oh, great.
L.A.
But the park is still flooded, so you'll see kids out there again.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
Just like, dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like, you pull in, and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop back. Drop down. Snap. Ah! And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
I understood what he was talking about. He made perfect sense.
I like the sound effects. Whoop-ha!
The wave bra was like, whoop-ha!
It's a good way to describe something.
The sun was so blaring, it was like, wow. What?
I went in, it was like,
but the park is still flooded, so you'll see kids out there again.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
Just like, dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like, you pull in, and you just get spit right out of them, and you just drop in and just...
All right, I got a game.
Ooh, games. I like
Let's
games.
Let's make up our own sound effects to his explanation of a wave or dropping into a wave. Here we go.
Dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Pull back. Drop down. Snap. Ah! And then after that, you drop in. Just drop the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
The guy does it himself. He can't outdo that.
The only thing I got is you get spit out.
I came out all like, and then we went back in, and it was all like, and then we were just like rolling around, and we went, and then when it got spit out, it went,
rag him, rag him, rag, rag ball. Allah!
Thank you, I'm done!
Going home. Great, high five.
You win.
Oh, bravo,
Rock. That was good. That was great.
Hey, what's up? This is Zorak Iverson. And I am not Tiger Woods, but I am LunaticRadio.com.
Now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
Go!
Thank you, sir. Hey, it's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back and break emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. 206-202-5666. Hit us up.
Bye.
Karen Rock in studio, closing out the show. Just did the Rocket segment. Dr. Rocket segment.
How did you feel about it? Did it feel...
it was not too bad.
Not too bad.
Scale 1 to 10. 6.
Really?
Damn, compared to the other one.
For me?
Compared to the other
Damn
one.
Damn it, you are fucking difficult.
6 is good, man.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
That sucks. Wow, then you cut it short.
What do you want?
And I was saying to Kieran during the break, of course, our last night on Monday night, we like hit our personal record for most people listening. So we'll see those four people next week, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. If you're interested, check us out starting next week, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern should be good, everybody.
Live.
Please tune in.
Live.
It'll be Sunday nights. We were well rested, hungover from the weekends like we usually are. Because usually Rock and I just go out and get pounded, you know, do a lot of blow on the weekends.
Off a chick's ass. I want to try that once.
Off a chick's ass? Well, that means you're going to do
blow,
it.
Blow, not blow, but like, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Something
eat
that's
cake?
Not like...
Yeah,
oh, that would be great!
Come on, Rock. You got to be a rock star. You're Rock.
No.
I will do blow off a chick's ass one of these days.
Really?
Yeah, get all freaky.
I'll do like... Maple syrup. Order. Maple syrup off a chick's ass.
You're going to do maple syrup off
lick,
a chick's ass.
Lick maple syrup off a chick's ass.
While listening to what? Barry Manilow?
If she digs it. Whatever.
Journey.
I don't want to do the blow.
You know what? I'm going to put on some Skinnerd. Get a chick's ass. Nice little freaking cannon, as my buddy calls it. He calls it a cannon. I'm going to line up a nice cannon.
I don't understand what that means, though. Like,
I guess when you snort the blow, the coke... It's like hitting you. It's like getting hit by a cannon. Your energy just pops up. It's like a boom, boost of energy. I don't know. Something like that. You want to do a drunk call hotline?
I think that's a fantastical idea. Let's roll with some DCHs.
Kieran has never done cocaine in his life. Thank you. That is correct,
wow.
Sir.
Newsflash on that one.
But I always say, never say never, right?
Would you really?
Never say never?
I'd be upset if you did.
I would be upset if I did, too.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
All right.
31 years old.
I'll be upset.
It's not the time to start doing drugs.
That's true.
I passed that. Like, I was thinking about getting a tattoo, but I'm 31. What am I doing? What does that say about a person who's 31 years old and, I'm going to get a tattoo? What does that say about that person?
Well, tattoo's a little different. Blow, come on. You get a tattoo at 30.
31?
Yeah, I guess so. It's all right.
I don't think so.
40? I think 40 is the limit, I think.
40 is definitely saying something. Like, you're just
But what about the midlife crisis thing? Doesn't that kick in? Don't you get, like, a reprieve?
Midlife crisis is 30. I'm saying.
Is that the new midlife crisis?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Can we get some chicks down here?
Eventually. Right. Drunk Old Hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNETS. 206-202-5256. This is when our listeners go out and get hammered and call the Drunk Old Hotline with ramblings and all sorts of nonsense. It's kind of fun. And we'll just start it off. Here's Damon from Arizona. Here we go.
Dude, look. I'm not drunk, but I think the whole Yankee team is drunk because they're losing to Detroit 16-0 in the eighth inning. So, I mean, you know, the truth hurts, man, but the Yankees, they just can't do it, man. They pretty much suck this year. Truth hurts, man. Get over it. You know what I mean? All right. Later.
He's got a point there, Mikey.
Okay, Rod.
Mike and the Mad Dog Radio program. Taking a break. Lexus has got the flash. Mink's got the update. Go fuck yourself. What's with the Yankee bashing? Of course, I'm a Yankee fan, and I don't need it on the Drunk Old Hotline, sir. I know Damon. He's the guy who psychoanalyzes himself all the time with me on the phone privately. Damon, go fuck yourself.
Ouch.
He's a Yankee fan, too. What is he talking about?
Ouch.
Here's the Beer Wizard.
Hey, guys. Beer Wizard. Well, I was at this point where I'm no longer Beer Wizard, and I turn to... vodka boy.
Vodka boy?
Whatever. I gotta hit the vodka tonic. So I'm at that point. Let's see. First off, I'm sorry I'm gonna miss you guys in Cali, but my dad is having surgery around that time. It's kind of an important thing, so yeah, I'm gonna I better stay here. You know, cause, I don't wanna get rid on the will, you know. Money. Okay. So I hope you guys have a good time and all that.
Right.
You suck for having a good time and I'm not there.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, sir. Never do it again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My friend Liz, right, that you did a drunk call last week and you said...
Right. His friend Liz, who did a drunk call last week, sounded like a seagull.
The cackle and shit like that. And she was wondering if I was a banger. Well, that kind of helped blow my chances. So, yeah, how about go fuck yourselves? Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, we suck.
Okay. There's another thing I was going to talk about.
What is his name? Vodka Boy now?
I don't like it. I think
I like the Beer Wiz.
He's getting too big in Lunatic Radio World. Now he's got to take on all these high class names and whatnot, you know?
Too many names.
He's rolling too big time, man.
Oh, yeah, I have to. I'm playing boss again tomorrow. And there's something very cool about being at work when you're faking being the boss because your boss is gone. And you can go in and just tell people what to do and tell them, you go do this. I'm going to be in the office. And I'm basically laying my head down the desk and just hoping things stop moving in my head so much. Okay, I'm done. Later.
All right, so there you go. John the Beer Wizard, going to be the boss. Name's Vodka Boy.
I'm liking it. I think we have to do a little intervention with him. We'll get him back to his roots.
By the way, is Britney Spears marrying Chris Angel? The magician?
Better question. Does anyone care?
Better question. Here is El Chupacabra.
El Chupacabra!
Yo, Goon Rock, yeah, how's it going? This is Chupacabras. Hey, you guys wanna know what, man? I think I got it figured out, man. Every time I call you guys, I got my hair, I got your teeth. Every time I call you guys, I'm always drunk, but I'm hyper and shit, and I figured out because I take those energy drinks with alcohol.
Oh, nice combination.
With your teeth.
Yeah.
And you guys are fucking crazy, man.
Thank you.
I'm right here. We're right here in Cali, just chilling, kicking back. What's up with you guys, man? Say, Cali, what?
What is
it? It's fucking Lunatic Radio. LR. LR.
Right. LR.
Party, dude, in your pants.
Who is that?
The party's in his pants?
I don't know, dude. Let's tackle somebody.
This guy's promoting.
Rugby is fucking awesome. He's in the Gap commercial. Lunatic Radio, you guys. You guys fucking, hey, you know what?
What?
Yeah, I'm just going to stop right now because I'm too drunk, but you guys are awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What, Leisure?
I think he said, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, come on, man. He was like, represent. He said LR.
Yeah.
Come on. He's down.
He's down. He knows the show, I guess.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
Here is Hambone.
Motherfucker, I ain't got no facts. So I can't press no pound key.
All right, he was referring to sometimes when you call the drunk old hotline, it says, if you want to send a fax, I don't know why it does that, but I actually get faxes sometimes.
Wow.
But I'm drunk. And this is Hambone from fucking Berea.
Where?
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Oh. That's how I roll. And I'm fucked up.
Man.
And I've been out partying with some black people.
Uh-oh.
And I can't even fucking walk. And my wife keeps on jamming crackers in my goddamn throat. And I can't figure that shit out.
Yeah. He can't figure out crackers being jammed down his throat.
I'm thinking, like, who gets more fucked up? The Southeast or the Southwest? I think our Southeast crew is just fucking destroyed.
Yeah, they know how to get, they know how to drink in the Southeast.
Yeah.
But I feel good. Actually, that's a fucking lie. I feel shitty. I feel like I want to fucking pee. But, you know, that's how it goes, I guess. Been out at a cookout.
I like this guy.
A lady brought me home. Want to puke. Shit, I don't even know where I'm at.
I like it.
I think I'm in bed. Yep.
He's in bed.
But anyway.
This guy's good.
Hope y'all are rocking out with your cocks out and all that good shit.
Get her done.
Now I'll holler at you later when I'm sober maybe or something.
Get her done.
Later.
All right, there's Hambone, everybody. All hammered in his bed. Here's Jenny BJ.
No.
No, hi, this is Jenny Blood. I'm here listening to lunaticradio.com. I'm doing a drunk dial call right now.
Wow, thanks, Jenny. She plugged the show and plugged the hotline.
She's doing her job. Come on.
But she's on the hotline.
Scribbles and ran in the back. We just saw Shoot 'Em Up in the theater, and no amount of pills and alcohol can make that movie good.
Shot it.
On my face?
On my face?
Kipper Durkin is sitting there, and we're here with a bunch of nerds, except for Connor.
What movie?
Her phone is overmodulating.
What movie is she talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, so I just wanted to make this call and tell you all that. This is a drunk dial. And Megan.
We know.
Megan, would you take off your top for me? Oh my god, I just saw Megan's nipples. All right, this is Jenny Blowjob signing off, and don't forget to fuck your waitress. Bye.
Fuck your waitress. I'll give you the rim shot.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even say what movie she meant. She was kind of plastered.
Oh, fuck it, idiot.
I'll leave her alone.
I like Jenny.
She called in.
I absolutely.
She's getting work done.
She knows. Love Pony.
Love Pony. I figured it out. If Larry King was trying to suppress a homosexual experience with alcohol and self-deprecation, he'd be Lunatic Radio.
I like it.
All right.
That's pro.
If Larry King was what?
Garlic.
Love Pony. I figured it out. If Larry King was trying to suppress a homosexual experience with alcohol and self-deprecation, he'd be Lunatic Radio.
So, wait. So, Larry King is on our side?
My brain is having gridlock.
Wow.
I don't know.
That was...
I'm trying to figure out what he's saying.
That was a paradox of information right there.
If Larry King was trying to suppress a homosexual experience...
Yeah.
With alcohol...
Yeah. And self-deprecation.
And self-deprecation, that would be Lunatic Radio.
I would have to agree. Because he said the word alcohol and self-deprecation. So.
Sounds reasonable.
I'll buy into that. Buy stock in that.
All right.
Garlic.
Here is Monique.
Hey, this is Monique. I'm chilling here with John, the motherfucking beer wizard.
I'm probably the only Spanish chick you have fucking calling a radio station.
Oh, come on.
The New York kid in Orlando.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm going to just let it known for the record. I'm the one sleeping with John tonight. The motherfucking beer was, but not Liz. So don't get it twisted.
Look at him. Look at this motherfucker.
So, yeah, Lunatic Radio, give my man John a shout out. John the Beer Wizard is the motherfucking man.
John?
Yo, yo.
Love John the Beer Wizard.
Look at him, though. Look at him. He's a high roller now. And he's saying, yo. He said yo, yo, yo in the background. What's up with that?
Guy gets mad ass.
He's doing something.
I love him.
I want to get full credit on this.
John the Beer Wizard is a listener. He's been listening to the program for many years.
Ever. You can just say ever now.
He's from Florida, and he's a great guy. Love John the Beer Wizard.
Your boy.
Yeah. I hope he gets more ass.
Now he's getting ass. I hope these chicks are fucking blazing, man. You're up to that. You're up in that upper echelon, my friend. You get it.
Here's press meat.
What?
Yeah. How about go fuck yourself? This is press meat. Fuck Coors Light. It's all about Pabst Blue Ribbon. Straight up here in fucking New Jersey. I'm staying up all night trying to figure out what my fucking fantasy football team's gonna look like.
That sucks.
Want to know how I'm able to fucking stay up all night? I'll tell you, besides Pat Glitterman, it's booyah.
Oh, no.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow. Twice in a call.
Congratulations, sir. You booyah. Just did a nice cannon.
You did a booyah.
That was the first cannon.
Yeah.
The first coke line snorted on the drunk call hotline.
You start every show with that.
Nice.
That
guy just did a nice rail trying to figure out his fantasy football team.
Hey, if it helps you.
Living in New Jersey.
See, that doesn't bother me because he's hoping it would help him. Fantasy football's a tough thing.
Yeah.
Gotta do what you can. Yeah.
Celebrating with some blow.
Is that our first blow on it? On the show?
It's gotta be.
Wow.
First cocaine.
First. All this stuff. It's incredible.
Love you, people. You all are freaks. I love you.
Now we just need someone to do meth on the drunk call hotline.
No meth.
No meth? No, I don't want to go there?
No.
Shrooms? Something?
Here is Ray Ray from Virginia, the best drunk caller ever.
Yo, what's up? It's Ray from Richmond. Yeah, I just want to let you guys know that it's Sunday. It's about 7. And, I've been drinking since noon. I've actually drank myself sober.
What?
Right now I'm sitting here dropping dew. Sucking guts. and Nick just walked in on me dropping the dew. Fucking... We got a keg, and my friends all bailed and went out of town. So there's been 4 of us trying to finish this fucker. I really wish you guys were in Richmond. John, Tish, Kieran, Rocket, fucking, they would help. Later.
I love that fucking guy.
Ray Ray is the he is pro player drunk call hotliner.
I'm dropping a do. He says I'm dropping a do.
Come on, how many listeners are taking a shit when they're calling the drunk call hotline?
Yeah, he's a
and
funny
drunk,
guy, dude.
That is clutch. That is reinventing the DCH.
All right, get your soundboard ready, Rock.
Oh, baby, this is the favorite part of the show.
This is not the one you think.
Oh.
It's the B-Lo bitch from Buffalo.
Oh, we gotta be nice. She's nice.
Really?
We'll see how the drunk call goes.
All right, here we go.
This is B-Lo. I just want to tell you that I called the wrong number trying to call you guys, and I ended up getting the Buffalo Claire's fire hall, and he told me I sounded like I'm 12 and shit. And I asked him what he was wearing, and he got all mad about it, but anyways... I just got home at this party where I was flirting with a married guy who told me he doesn't love his wife and he finds her quite disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other fat guy I was skinny dipping in a pool with was like, oh, I want to fuck you. And I said, no. I said, no, fat man. I was like, no, you have hairy nipples and I will not fuck you. And then we kept going. And her Matt was all like, ooh.
All right, at this point in the conversation, if you're sitting across from B-Lo right now, say you're at a diner, right?
He's short. Sure.
And B-Lo's selling this story.
Yeah.
Are you paying attention at this point?
I'm checking out the gyro.
All right.
Whatever. And then I'm home now. I'm so early. It's so early, but I started drinking. And I was like literally like 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, I'm so
and I was
zoning
like, you know
out.
What? I have work in the morning at 7 o'clock.
But I'm zoned.
Home. So
don't know what's going
home.
On now.
I'm home now. And it's funny because I was actually listening to one of your podcasts. And your podcast is from August 21st. I'm sure you care about that, actually.
I do.
I'm sure you even know what happened on that fucking day. And you know what? You guys are pretty cool, but you need to hype things up. I mean, you need to get, like, what happened to Rory Carth? I really liked him. But
he was on the show
that,
nice.
I mean, Josh Gogan and Scott Osajic, I think they suck a little cock together, but
oh.
I'm not saying anything. I mean, Rory, his wife's boobs are fucking hot,
fuck?
So I'm sure he's not cheating.
She likes
me,
Lauren.
Like other than that, you know, I was
good
hooked up with a married guy tonight, so I'm sure it wouldn't matter if I fucking hooked
yes.
up with Rory since
yes.
he's married.
Fuck
I apparently
you,
have normal
dude.
Health. And then I went to McDonald's, and the bitch there was being all bitchy, so I fucking bitched at her and told her to serve me breakfast. It was 11. So I'm eating fucking french fries and shit. And anyways, call me back. You know my number.
Idiot.
Rocket, whatever. Rocket, big shout out to you. I think you're pretty cool.
Can't
on once and again to get, you know, some promos for Lunatic Radio. I was telling the people today because I was listening to the Psycho Stick fucking
there are also
video.
Many other
it made
people
me laugh.
Who just
good
love my
stuff.
Dick.
I was a panda that could drive a car. Well, I'm rambling. I just want to say hi, guys.
Are you rambling?
People say you're gay, but I think you're pretty cool. I mean, honestly, Karen,
like
you're
you.
Like, listen, I need to get laid. I'd be like, listen, Karen, I'm going up to New York in 2 weeks because I found out a modeling thing and I'm taking her up there. I'll be
all
up
right.
there in 2 weeks. I'll fuck you. You can tell everybody about me. Other than that, Rocket, I'm done with you. You have a girlfriend. Karen's my fetish.
Word
and
up.
Ronnie Beans, wow. He just fucking eats tacos and he could get a fucking heart
wait
attack.
Wait to listen to the
die.
Show.
What is that? I just
ago. When was the last time you listened? 2003?
I was light tonight. Me and Fat Cat.
Do me a favor. Lose the number.
Fucking, I drank an 18-pack of Coors Light.
I'm a big girl.
You know, half a bottle of, what's this stuff called? Crown Royal.
God, B-Lo, you really know how to talk.
And apples or something.
She should have a radio show.
Pretty good. I made it myself. So the measurements were right. But you know what? I had a good, good friend time. And you know what? I got to be up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. What?
To go do remodeling.
Who?
Remodeling.
Who's what?
What the fuck is remodeling?
Remodeling.
I had to fucking tear wall paper down, paint, fucking sand,
I
do all this fucking bullshit. I had a dead bird in the basement. What the fuck is that kind of fucking
shit? I think we got holes in that
goddamn bed and murder. I don't care what the fuck you're doing fucking saying this shit. Look like I'm the goddamn dead bird. What the fuck I look like? I'm here fucking maid or some shit. Fucking getting paid fucking 15. $15 an hour, you think I'm gonna fucking save that bird? That's it, pick everyone got that bird. You don't care if it's gonna fucking stay in this for older. Fucking pick your shit up. Fucking make girls. I'm not gonna fucking pick up some dusty old ass nasty. Fucking let me tell you right now. Dane Cook.
Come here, come here!
Listen to it. Nothing. Rory Carth. And how funny.
Come on, kill me, I'm here!
And what's that other guy's name?
Do it now!
They're much, 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 much funnier.
Mad B, chemist in the chat room. Kieran,
I like him.
This is where you stick your dick in her mouth and shut her the fuck up.
Anyways.
Said rack him.
Oh, Goodbye Houston. Check him out.
Wow.
MySpace.com/Goodbye Houston.
Sounds like was it Charlie Brown, mother?
I'm from music, not really my taste. I like more of a good talent, but they're good. I mean, they're good for whatever you like.
Fucking with me?
You know, support them. They're really good guys. They deserve to go somewhere
fuck?
In life, but yeah, that was my little fucking drunken plug. Anyway, my memory was full of my phone, and it was horrible. I couldn't even take a fucking picture of the fucking.
Oh my gosh!
And then, like, I wore the studded belt, and I took it off.
The phone just had enough, I think, because it just ends. The phone was like, "Fuck
what
you!"
What in the fuck was that?
God, B-Lo, you are one talented talker.
I am
I'm tired.
I'm pissed off. She's like 8 months behind. She's waiting for, she, all she needed to do was make like a Doug Jones reference. Yeah.
So when's Nickety Bone coming back to the program?
Ugh.
You guys gonna have the Ghetto Pimp back on?
Can you
wow,
get
you don't even get that one.
No.
Ghetto Pimp. Circa 2001.
Is this because we had to take you off the boob list?
Yeah, how old is B-Lo?
Is she 18 we need, so get there.
Yeah, get there.
Holy crapsticks. What the fuck was that?
Like, I was here, and then I was, like, there, and then I was, like, over there, and then, like, I talked to this person, and they were like this, and they were like that, and I live here, and all that. Wow. Just stop.
But thanks for listening, B-Lo. We appreciate it.
Just stop.
Sort of.
Stop.
No, we do. We appreciate you. You're a listener. You called in.
We love you.
We love you.
You just talk a lot.
You do. You gotta have commas in there.
Sometimes talking's good.
Just
a little punctuation in your speech.
How do you do that?
A little inflection, tone. Take a breath.
Take a stop.
Dramatic pause. That would be nice. A dramatic pause would have helped out that drunk call. Like, if she was saying, oh my God, I met this guy, and he was a married dude, and he was, he wanted to fuck me.
Yeah.
See?
That's it. You got the point across.
Got my attention.
That's all you need.
Dramatic pause. But no, she went, oh my God, I met this guy, and he was, like, married, and he wanted to fuck me. You know, you might as well just said,
I don't get it, but...
I want to meet a girl who can just do this all the time.
Why? I just want to meet her.
Right. Meet her. I don't want to talk to her at all.
Yeah, just want to say, oh, shit, look, it's someone who just sounds like that. We love the B-Lo, though. Come on. She's in Buffalo. Come on. What else has she got going on? It's cool.
Yes, I do want to meet her, M-E-A-T.
Ew, who said that? That's awful. Who said that? They didn't even get the fucking credit. That's shame. Oh, absent. That sucked, dick. Ugh. That was Hack Central. Anyways, B-Lo, way to go. Do it again next week. Can we get the Cliff Notes version next week, though? Cool.
What's the point?
Why not? She's calling in.
Yeah.
Now, do you think she was really drunk?
I hope not. She's underage.
Oh. Is she still? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. She's 18. She's underage drinking age.
Say, yeah, we don't. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, forget it.
I don't know.
We can't say either way. We don't even know. Matter of fact, she was super sober. She was reading a book while
she was bad for B-Lo a bit. She lives in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's like comparing shits, right?
Yeah. Buffalo, man. How do you live in Buffalo?
Difficultly.
It's difficult. It's difficult to live in Buffalo. What a shithole. I'd rather live in Ohio, I think.
I'd give Ohio. At least, like, you don't have just, you know, spring, summer, and then death season, where you're just completely buried in snow.
See, people in the chat room don't even know what Buffalo is.
Yeah, where the hell is Buffalo? It's not great. You know the Bills? The Buffalo Bills?
There. Yeah.
There.
Unbelievable. All right.
Is that all?
I think that's it.
Oh, I thought we had a whole bunch.
We did. There was a whole bunch.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Time-wise, that was a
B-Lo
bunch.
Bitch's call was the whole bunch.
Well, we like the B-Lo. Come on. She's calling in. She's saying, what up? It's really long.
I'm not hammering her. I'm just saying it was a long call. She has to take responsibility for her long, rambling call.
I see. Yeah.
You call into a radio show, you have a long, rambling call, you can't expect us to be enthralled with it.
Bring a little A-game, you're saying.
Yeah. You have a point. Point's good. 1 point.
You like facts?
Facts.
Something to come home with. You're like, oh, shit, I learned something tonight.
Oh, where's Tony B's? I did play yours, Tony.
Yeah, you did.
I thought I did play Tony B's.
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, man, I gotta look for Tony B's.
Oh, no. Oh, noes. Hey,
oh, I got it. Tony B, I'm sorry. Tony B from Hamilton, New Jersey. We call him Trenton. Here it is.
Emo.
Hey, Lunatic Radio, what's going on? It's Tony B. It's 12:38 on a lovely, I guess it's Friday morning now.
Anyway, this is a multi-purpose call. First off, I wanted to give a big fuck you and have about go fuck yourself China? To all the Asians that work in my office. They're loud and think they know everything.
He doesn't mix words.
And don't speak English correctly. So, yeah. Fuck you, Asians. Also, I wanted to give a big have out go fuck yourself to all the people that don't post on the board.
Whoa.
And also to you, Kieran, and, well, Rocket, I guess, too, for not hyping the board more.
LunaticRadio.com message board, please go join it.
Mr. I want to post about how we need more people on the board and then not mention it except for one lousy commercial in the...
LunaticRadio.com message board. It's fun for all.
LunaticRadio.com.
Breaks of the show. Yeah. I'm pretty fucking drunk. I haven't drank in like, I don't know, since Monday. What's that, 4 days? Yeah. I think that's a fucking record for me. But anyway, I'm going to go now and not take up all of the listeners' sweet, lovely time on a Monday night when you'll probably be playing this. Anyway, here goes my liner that
I'm
excited about saying because I'm a big asshole and I'm LunaticRadio.com's resident emo, so I get to be all critical and whiny and cryy and, you know, colon, cries, as Rocket so lovely put it. Anyway, here's my liner and then I'm going to bed, so fuck you. Hey, what's going on? This is Tony B from LunaticRadio.com and I am... Trenton, New Jersey.
Wow. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
I love that guy.
He got off the phone and a little tear shed. He's like, I feel good about myself. Oh, wait, I can't.
When he hung up the phone, he said this to himself.
Oh, fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
No, we didn't say that.
I love him.
He said,
do you not know who I am? He must not know who I am. I'm the juggernaut, bitch. I'm going to hit you with your own pimp. I'm bad. I'm the baddest motherfucker in the world.
But yet he was crying when he was saying that because he's very emotional.
Very emo.
Very emo.
Very emo. I'm going down, down.
What?
We're going down swinging.
What?
Isn't that emo?
I don't know. Yes.
Sounds it. I don't know. Is that a song?
Oh, yeah. Is that a song?
Fucking faggot-ass shit.
Going down, down.
It's an emo song.
Anything Dashboard Confessional? Is that what it is? Oh, my God. My girlfriend left me, and I'm so sad.
Cry, cry, cry.
So I'm going to go to the mall and buy really small T-shirts.
And put on mascara and eyeliner.
Yes, and go to math class. Idiots. Fucking emo kids. Can we just have a mass suicide of emo kids?
What's the point? Why do people go for that shit?
Emo?
Yeah.
I don't know. The chicks dig it?
It's
do the girls really
music.
Dig that stuff?
It's not even
Can somebody explain to me the emo thing? Like, who are you impressing with the emo?
You're all like, just upset.
Like, if you're a dude, and you're just whiny and complainy and wearing eyeliner, dude, you're wearing eyeliner to the mall.
And painting, like, your fingernails black.
You're wearing eyeliner. You're a guy. What's going on? What are you doing? Why are you wearing eyeliner on the bus to school? Come on, dude. I know you're a kid. I know it's probably hip at one point. What the fuck? Those kids need their fathers to grab them by the goons and punch them straight in the throat.
What's a really faggoty, like, emo band that's out now? I'll look them up on YouTube and I'll fucking...
Somebody give me some emo because I really want to play some right now.
What's, give me, like, a fucking faggoty... Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy. Okay. Give me a love song by those faggots. Going down, down, sugar, we're going down swinging. Are you really going down swinging? No, you're not. You're going down crying, you fat bastard. Go take you and your sideburns and go fuck yourself.
Saturday? Is that a song? I don't know.
Probably. Saturday, she left me. Sunday, I was heartbroken.
Wow, you're pretty good at this shit.
Monday, I sucked my own dick.
Wow.
Tuesday, my dad called me a faggot.
Here we go. I'm good to go. Oh, God!
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh.
Turn it up. I got it. You're good to go where? Oh, you're still on your own.
Tear, tear,
tear, cry, cry.
I'm good to go, something golden. Though the emotions I've been going through.
What emotions?
What emotions?
What, TRL wasn't on?
Yes.
God. He's singing about a day a week.
Faggots! I love Saturday!
Saturday!
Yeah.
What, Saturday you went Weight Watchers? Oh, I blew that one. I tried. Hold on, hold on. Yeah. I just hold on. All I right. Stink. Thank you. I fucking suck. Give me another one, Rock. I'm all about the Fallout Boy now.
Sugar, we're going
on
down.
On a Saturday, I am a faggot. And
go.
I wear eyeliner. What else have we got? Right,
it's going. It's
a little Fallout Boy.
Here we go. Let's see what this is about.
Coming at you, it's Mix 102.7. Hey, win tickets to the next Fallout Boy concert, everybody. I know your 14 and 13-year-olds really want to go. So, you little faggots, you want to wear the tickets, be the sixth caller, 929, suck my own dick, you faggots. Hey, coming at you, Fallout Boy. Going down, down, sugar to booger to booger, whatever the fuck, you dopes.
Cunt.
Oh, here, this is the one. Oh, I gotta sing it. Everybody sing along with me. Come on.
What?
Please. We all retarded. Now if I am gay, fuck yourself. Fuck yourself. I didn't even know what you say. Fucking say the words.
Stop shrilling.
You're number one with a bullet. What, he's heartbroken? And he met a girl that's fucking gonna change his life? What is he, 14?
Go fuck yourself and you're fucking...
You're 14, kid.
14-year-old relationship.
All you know are fucking, blow pops and, Pepsi.
Write a song when you got the herpes, all right, there, faggot?
Yeah.
Let us know how that rolls.
Give me another one, Rock. I'm all about it. Dashboard Confessional, please. Give me some of that. I know that guy just is a whiner. I just want whiny music right now. Please. I know we're going long today, but we're doing emo stuff, and this is fun. Let's make funny emo kids.
You don't reference going long with the show because we're doing emo stuff. It doesn't really look good.
Seriously, fucking that song. What? Black Parade. I agree, emo is pop now. My Chemical Romance in AFI. That's another one.
You love, look at you. You're
getting My Chemical Romance, that's one.
Looking hard on. Here's his Dashboard Confessional. Stolen. My heart was stolen.
Oh, this faggot.
Oh, this faggot.
My heart is broken, and she left me. I gotta go.
And I had to pee.
Fuck yourself.
We watch the scene.
That's the last weekend of the last week.
Let's make it to the hook.
Yeah. The old hook.
I'll give him to the hook.
Fades away. You have stolen.
just fucking shoot yourself. Fat chicks listen to this music. Hey, fat chicks eat this up.
Relate.
Oh. Oh, go fuck yourself, you whiny midget.
You
midget. Get another tattoo, you faggot.
Chemical Romance.
I hate you. I hate you. You just keep on whining. Just keep whining.
Yeah. He's whining only to the bank, though.
Yeah, he is. He's whining so much.
I don't love you? Yeah, how about that? Does that sound like a good Chemical
guy
Romance?
Guy digs fat chicks because they give him money.
That's right. He'll keep on feeding them KFC and White Castle as long as they keep buying records. There's a little Chemical
dashboard,
Romance for
dashboard
you.
Dashboard confessional. I hope he ate that dashboard as it plowed into a tree.
Ouch. That'll
fucking
hurt.
Norm. Ugh. Who's this? My Chemical Romance?
Yeah, I don't love you. Tear.
tear.
Colon cries. Colon.
Cry.
Look at, he's all upset already. He can't start singing yet.
The music even sounds sad. Oh, this is going to be brilliant. Another way to what?
When after all this time is you still alone.
What?
Feeling good for nothing.
Shut the hell up!
She's a good for nothing. I'm trying to listen here. Let me see. Why you can what? I don't love you like I did yesterday. Oh, so what happened yesterday?
What the fuck happened? What happened?
She didn't meet you at the fucking movies when she was supposed to?
You caught her banging a black dude?
Yeah.
Lex Steele was like, what the fuck?
You caught her banging a dude who listens to real music?
This video on YouTube is called I Don't Love You. He looks like he's crying throughout this whole fucking video.
Oh, he's wearing makeup?
He's got the mascara, but he's all upset.
Oh.
And he's just, you
you're
know.
Brilliant. You're a brilliant artist.
Brilliantly stupid and gay.
You just shoot yourself. All you sad pricks. Cheer up.
Is anyone in here like emo? Seriously, are you an emo? Is anyone in here
honestly
a fan? We're not going to fucking bash you, but we just want to understand. We want to understand. We're cavemen.
Just shoot yourself if you like emo. Just do it. Please.
Hellstar just saw them in concert?
Oh, no. Really? Hold on. Get that person on the phone.
Wait a minute. Hellstar, you got to call him.
Call that person.
Hellstar, you want to call
Hellstar,
in?
Hellstar, call in.
You want to call in?
Call into the program, Hellstar.
We got to have a little chit-chat.
The singer's flaming gay.
All right.
Who's please not? I mean.
Wait a minute. Slow down.
Like,
time.
But I thought that was the hip movement. To be flaming homosexual.
Hellstar, do you want to call in?
whatever. We can end the show.
I guess so.
All right, emo sucks. That's just the point we're trying to get across. Stop whining, kids. I mean, yeah. Honestly, if you're out there, you're a young kid, you got plenty of things to look forward to in your life. Get rid of the sad music. You didn't have it like good when we were kids, right, Rock? We had the grunge.
Yeah.
When our freaking when we were had our teen angst music, at least our freaking music artists did drugs. Like when they sang about drugs.
They didn't cry about it.
When they sang about drugs, they were on drugs.
Right.
They weren't singing about, oh my God, my girlfriend stole my cookies and now I'm all sad. That's where music has gone. That's where the teen angst has gone. My girlfriend, fuck, I don't even know. You know, I don't even know. You're singing about such little trivial shit. My girlfriend said, I'm fat. My girlfriend said I look fat in these jeans. And I know I made a song about it. Seriously.
I can't get over it. I don't love you like I did yesterday.
And the rappers. What happened to rap?
Yeah, now it's just sick.
They're singing about products you buy in the mall.
Yeah.
That's what rappers are doing. They're singing about used cars and things you buy when you get an automobile.
Oh, I like it. Looks what like happened? Jackie has this little, I can't fit in my girlfriend's pants anymore equals emo song. I like it. I like that. It's very true.
The rockers now.
They are tiny fellows too, aren't they?
The teen rock music is singing about girls. They're singing about girls dumping them.
Right.
Guys are singing about girls dumping them. And the rappers, the young rappers nowadays, are singing, are rapping about products you buy at the store.
The music industry is over, Karen. It's over.
They're just plugging stuff. I swear to God. The rappers are just doing plugs.
I don't know.
I got my Gucci, my Fendi bag. Do you really? Do well, you? Fucking carry something in it.
Yeah. Other than your drugs.
Yeah. Go get a job.
How about a dictionary? Carry that in there.
I'm rolling on dubs. Are you?
Great.
Thanks.
How does that help me? Oh, wait. Let me go resort to my emo music. God damn it.
I'm wearing my leather. I'm looking all good.
Ooh, we might have a new Umbrella song. Kieran and I, everyone knows we love the Umbrella song. This someone says, Pissant saying, the new Britney Spears song, Gimme More.
Mm.
Should I find that on YouTube real
quick? Go ahead. Gimme More?
Everyone knows, Kieran and I, we love the Rihanna.
Oh, I love the Rihanna, the umbrella big forehead
song,
girl.
Digging that shit.
Love the big foreheaded girl.
We love her.
I don't even know if we're doing our show anymore.
Are we?
We've done 45 minutes on nothing.
Let me see if we can find it real quick.
Yeah, Rihanna's a really hot bitch. I'd bang her. What do you think? Anybody with me
I
on that one?
I'd take her.
I'd bang her ass.
There you go, Britney.
Big foreheaded chick. Prozac milkshake, psycho stick. Good song.
Let me see.
Chatroom feedback. Rihanna has bad grammar coming in from the chat room. Linkin Park was good. Not anymore. They're kind of getting whiny, too. They're starting to be like the emo, Linkin Park.
Hey, did you shut off my audio?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Way to go, faggot.
Yeah, here we go. Is this Britney Spears?
I believe so. Let's see.
It's Britney, bitch.
Is this right? I don't even
digging
know.
It. Digging it so far.
Liking it? You feeling it?
You know what?
Can I get...
This is going to be all the rage at the gay clubs.
Oh, yeah.
You know it is.
Holy crap.
Not that I ever want to find out.
She is a cunt on wheels.
I love Britney.
With nitro boosters.
I love Britney because she'll take anal.
She will?
Double anal.
Where can we get some documentation of this? Just want to throw that extra mile for you. Public display of affection.
Is this Rihanna or Britney?
No, this is Britney, but if I had to choose between song-wise, I think I'm taking Rihanna.
I'm taking Rihanna because I can pull like 40 lows on her forehead.
Oh, I like... store them up there. It's like a storage unit.
Turn this off. Turn it off.
Turn it off!
All right, give me more. No, oh, thanks. Give her more blow. That should be the title of the song. Give her more blow.
Should we leave the show with Umbrella playing in the background?
Sure.
This is our last Monday night show, so we might as well go out with a giant forehead bang.
Coming at you, everybody. Little Umbrella, Rihanna.
Little. Come on, play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad.
Yeah, Jay-Z, word up.
Yo, bitch.
Word up. Ella.
No clouds in my stuff.
All right, everybody. This is our last Monday night show, so come join us Sunday night, 7 p.m.
When the clouds come, we
Eastern.
We Rockefeller.
Live broadcast. We're going to leave you with a little Rihanna because we dig this chick.
We took Rory Carr.
We love her.
That's good.
Thanks, Rory Carr from Tiana. Trina Michaels.
Careful.
Wow.
Wow, you're really feeling her, aren't you?
I'm all verklempt.
Forehead and city right there.
I love it. Sing it with me, people.
This is how you roll, kids. Yeah. Giant forehead, tight leather, and umbrellas.
All right, we're going to do the umbrella, and we're going to leave the show. Thank you for listening, everybody.
When you come inside, we decide to get up. In the valley, hey, forever. In some time, I'm a hamburger. Young girl, sticking out to the end.
Yeah.
checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you say on your computer board or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word. We really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.